With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Hey mamas, Vanessa here, and welcome to this week's episode of Mamas and Merlot. The holiday seems to be a crazy time for everybody, and it is especially true for us. So this week, we are bringing you a preview of one of our brother podcasts from the Geek Bro Network. We really hope you enjoy this episode of Mount Geekmore, where I, along with friends of the podcast, Missy and Jeff, and our new friend, Christopher, and we discuss the best Disney animated villains, so our top four Disney animated villains. And remember, you can find us on the Geek Bro Network. That's geekbro.net, Acast and iTunes, and as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can send us an email with a wine recommendation or stories you want to hear us talk about, or if you have a question, you can send us an email to mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT, at gmail.com. That's mamasandmerlot@gmail.com. And so we hope you enjoy this episode, mamas. We love your faces, and cheers.
I don't know, because somebody's taking forever to
start.
Fucking
start. Get the fuck out of my house.
Again.
Oh, wow. Balls.
Balls.
Is that her way of kicking us off the chat?
I don't know. How do
get
we
get the fuck out of my house?
That's what I say when I kick you out of the chat. Here? Get the fuck out of my house. This is my chat.
Ooh, ooh.
All right, guys, we're recording.
Are we? Did it already start?
Yes.
Hey, hello. Everybody.
Welcome to the Mount Geekmore podcast, your favorite podcast where we discuss the top four, the Mount Rushmore, if you will, of pop culture subjects.
Ka-ching.
I'm Jeff.
It's good job, Jeffrey.
Thank you. Saw how I nailed that shit?
Way to go, Jeffrey.
So smooth.
And I'm almost
feeling nice.
This rum that your dad left with Vanessa is amazing.
It's very good.
I'm Jeff. I'm from every other podcast on this network.
Hi, Jeffrey.
So that voice is Vanessa.
Hi.
From Mamas and Merlot and other a bunch of other stuff.
I fill in whenever I need it.
You're dancing like, okay.
This is me being funny.
Visual medium.
This is my I can be a comedian dance.
Yeah.
And you see? Prussian blue.
There is a Prussian
blue. There is a Prussian blue. It's a dark blue pigment produced by oxidation of ferrous salts.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
And it is this color.
You should have just said.
Good job.
Look at him. Huh? Look at you.
Look at that.
Suck it.
Hey, guys, that's Chris.
Hello. I am Chris.
Chris is back.
Yeah.
AKA
welcome.
Cookie.
Hello.
And then Cookie. Sitting on the couch.
Looking comfy AF.
Looking comfy AF.
She doesn't want to be here.
With Batman on her pants.
I love being here. What do you mean? I come here.
I don't know, but you don't look
I come here even when I'm not recording. What are you talking about?
Or when
about?
Nobody's here.
She does. That's not true. Just that one time.
And that's Missy, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Hello.
Hi, girl.
So today's topic, one we've been wanting to do for a while.
Yeah.
We pushed it back.
Vetoed.
And then we went back and did it.
Many more times.
So, we're doing it.
If you're listening and you have headphones on, just turn the volume down.
There's going to be a lot of screaming.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Jeffrey is a fucking terrorist and I know he's
a mental terrorist.
Oh.
He is a mental terrorist.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Mike Wazowski made it super far in that bracket.
the man who puts...
Now I have Chris with me.
Who's the one that won that one? It was something, somebody terrible, right?
It was Mary Poppins.
Jesus Christ. How was she on that
you
mountain?
You can punch him. You can punch him.
Missy's face.
You are raising strong, independent daughters, so I'm not going to murder you.
I am.
But if you were a shit dad, I'd murder you.
So, yeah, we're all drinking, by the way, guys.
Yes.
This is going to be that type of Geekmore episode.
This is Mamas and Geekmore.
So much happened in like 10 minutes. I had my chicken sandwich, then I had half a thing of the Tonight Show.
Cookie dough.
The Tonight Dough, Ben and Jerry's, and now I'm drinking wine, so it's going to be a rough night. It's going to be a rough night.
It's a good
night.
Idea. You got all that sugar in you, so you can have wine after that.
So, yeah. So, today's topic, if you're listening to your, or looking at your recording device, as it says on there, is best Disney animated villains.
It's going down, folks.
It's going down. It's happening.
It's about to go down.
It's about.
It's Pixar, right?
And it included Pixar, even though
we had...
I didn't even put anything Pixar in my mouth. I'm just going to say that right now.
No, we included, I think, because
Jemiah.
You can't make a Pixar geek.
I don't think there's enough movies for villains of Pixar.
Or enough good villains.
I disagree, but I'm sure we could if we tried.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do anything if you try.
Obviously.
Wait, so Pixar.
I mean, look at the elephant and the ant.
Well, I mean, everybody's number one would be Sadness from Inside Out, so it's fine.
Obviously. She was a villain?
Wow, what a piece of shit.
Well, because Belle's a cunt, so it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Same.
How is
Bro,
Belle a
why
cunt?
Am I in the corner of this fucking room?
Stop and stop. Don't say my number two.
Oh, my God.
She's about to
reading in the
God.
17th century? A woman?
Oh,
she's a witch. She's a witch.
She should have been tarred and feathered.
Yeah. Fucking shit.
Take those shoes off and get back in the house.
What are you doing out of the kitchen?
Oh, my God.
All right. So
Jesus,
let's go around. How did you guys pick your list? Let's go with Chris because I know how Vanessa picked it.
Terribly.
She's still picking it.
I just finished.
Yeah, no. This is the least amount of prepared I've ever been for a mountain.
Nice.
In all
I'm
of my
always
times.
Unprepared for these things.
Like it was
Be
just
careful.
One of those. It was just one of those days where I couldn't get to it, and it's just we're gonna see what happens.
I've been thinking
but
about.
But you're
it
wrong, by the way. Huh? Whatever you say, you're wrong.
Cool. Got it. Chris.
So I picked. I picked what I believe to be the most vile villains.
Okay.
I like that. I can stand behind that.
I didn't want to pick the most common ones or whatever. I just wanted to see who actually thought out their plot, who was the worst one, and who did things the worst way and with the worst intentions, whether or not they succeeded.
Correct.
But who had the worst intentions and who basically the worst entrañas, the worst thought and just most evil out of all of them.
Okay. Okay. Missy?
I went with my heart.
Okay.
I'm the villain's mountain.
Perfect.
Well, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
Missy just smacked her head into a cabinet. I hate when those dressers come out of nowhere.
Just jumped right out of there.
I never sit on the couch. I didn't know.
I offered.
Okay.
I got on there on the sound. The
I went with... my mountain is a mix of... Holy shit, they're evil.
Okay.
With, I kind of don't think they're villains, but since they are, this is the mountain I'm going to rank them on.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think.
All right. Well, since Vanessa stepped away, there it is. So, was there any, besides doing it last minute and just finishing it now, was there any rhyme or reason to it?
I also followed my heart. Okay. I chose.
You mean Google?
Well, Google gave me a list.
Got it.
Just so you know, I wouldn't forget anybody, but I went with my favorites.
Okay. So I'm a little bit of a mix. I have a couple that are my favorites, and then I have two that, when I really thought about it, going over for the mountain, I realized how much deeper two of these villains were, and how they're the more realistic and maybe even more, one of them more demented than any other villain, and it's one of the more realistic ones.
Okay.
We'll get to it. So I guess let's start with Kuki. We'll start with Chris. Number fours.
Number four.
Numero cuatro.
My number four is what I like to call the silent killer.
Mary Poppins.
And that's that's depression.
Oh, okay.
Poor one for Robin Williams. No, I'm just kidding.
The chimney sweepers.
Like, that was a little too real, Christopher.
Yeah, the penguins. The penguins from Mary Poppins.
The penguins. Sorry, I apologize. I don't know. Hold on.
The penguins from Mary Poppins.
Yeah, those guys are terrible.
What the fuck? What in the fuck are you talking? I'm just.
The
kidding.
Animation was garbage.
Look at Missy.
What is happening?
I'm so glad they're remaking it, because that movie was terrible.
First of all, it's not a fucking remake. It's not a remake. It's a sequel. It's a fucking sequel, not a remake. There were four books.
She's going to have an aneurysm. Can you guys leave her alone?
I'm going to keep drinking my wine.
I can see the vein in her forehead.
I did it too. Well, no, that's from hitting her head on the counter.
So,
all right, so my real number four is... it's a combination of just evil selfishness and psychological warfare. And it's Mother Gothel from Tangled.
She's great.
That's an honorable mention for me.
Fucking
yeah. Honorable mention for me.
Being an honorable mention for me.
She not only
She definitely falls into your real person crazy category.
She's
AKA Cuban grandmother. Or Cuban mother.
Okay. Yeah.
Mother.
Or mom.
Or mother.
Mira la masita que tienes ahí. Look at the English speakers. Oh, look, you got a little chunk on you.
So,
and then 2 seconds later, that flaga, eat something.
Yeah.
Chris.
So yeah, with Mother Gothel, she friggin' her main goal is to stay young. It's completely selfish. She doesn't want to die. She wants to stay beautiful. So she has this flower. Spoiler alert.
And from the first three minutes in the movie,
she also steals a baby. But so, whatever.
Wait, hold on.
flower.
The reason why she steals the baby is because they made the drink out of the flower, and then the baby gets the powers of their hair. So she steals a child, and makes the child believe that she's her mother, which is terrible,
right?
And then not only keeps her locked up, but whenever she asks, she like skews the conversation, keeps her locked up. She basically has this girl prisoner so that she can,
stay young
forever.
Yeah, she definitely there's that psychological warfare of her constantly doing that little negs here and there. Like she'll be like, hey,
you're not smart enough, and
then there's that like one
scene
where she's
fucking shoeless. The girl doesn't have shoes.
Pata sucia.
No, all over the place. And whenever she...
Is it pata sucia if it's in her house and you're fucking kidnapped there?
Is that her house?
Ew.
If she was kidnapped and locked in there, is that her house?
She thinks it is.
She thinks it's her home.
Okay.
She does think it's her
she
home.
She takes care of it like it's her home.
All right.
Like that?
You want to start like that?
Okay.
I was exhausted watching what she does in one day.
In 15 minutes?
What the fuck does she do with all those pies?
15 minutes.
What the fuck?
Well, the song, she's like, at 7 a.m. and I start doing the morning stuff, and then by the time I'm done, it's 7:15, and I'm like, how?
What do you do?
Come clean my house.
That's always something I always wondered in these movies. Like, doesn't anyone like just have regular scrambled eggs for breakfast?
No.
Like they always
they
have
do
to
with
go
a spoonful of sugar.
Mm-hmm. But that's just to make the medicine go down.
Oh. Vanessa's trying not to laugh.
You can laugh. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm like halfway through my first glass.
But it's true. It's true what you're saying.
So she didn't make my mountain because she's a little too real.
Hashtag too real.
It's true. She is.
A little too real for my taste. I gotta leave that there. Just
she's
keep
very
going.
Close to Diana's mother-in-law.
By the way, guys, Diana's Chris's wife.
Yes.
So her mother-in-law
is
for those that don't
mom.
Know Chris personally.
So I was like a lot of years old when I watched Tangled. Like I didn't watch it
a lot of years old.
Like what didn't it come out like in 2000?
Well, it didn't come out when you were a kid. So.
Yeah, it came out. No, we were grown up. No, not 2004. I will tell you right now.
It was like the early 2000s, I feel.
2010.
Yeah, early 2000s. Really? Early 2000s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I remember then, watching it without children.
Well, then that's out the door.
Well, but, it's one of the newer ones.
Yeah, I had to watch it. I watched it like later on in life. I didn't watch it when it came out or whatever. And the first time I watched it, I was like, this is like, I know that lady.
I have met you.
So was she didn't make my mountain simply because it was just like, it's too real. But
in Mother Gothel's defense.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I mean, Selena.
But women will pay any amount of money to stay looking beautiful. And she found
even kidnapping a child.
Even kidnapping a child.
She found a magic flower.
And having them as a slave and a freaking power.
If I had a magic flower, I would do everything I could to protect my magic flower.
You do have a magic flower. It's called your vagina.
Yes, but it doesn't keep my face looking young. I have to like get Botox for that. She found a magic flower. It's painful. All you do is sing to it and oh, look how beautiful.
I wish that's how it worked. You sing to it and just
look how beautiful.
I feel like we're not talking about that movie anymore.
I dig her very much as a villain.
Yeah.
She's a good villain.
She's a great villain.
She's creepy as fuck. She's got that psychological...
Especially as she gets older throughout the movie.
Yeah.
It's when you terrifying.
See her, and well, when you really see her go like desperate once Rapunzel figures it out.
Right.
I was like, damn.
Because she starts grasping at straws. She starts figuring out everything out. And then when she kind of comes at her, what she does is flips that psychological warfare on her and tells her, oh, look what you've done to your poor mother. Like, you look what you're doing to me. And she's a good human.
Yeah.
You know, and she feels like shit because of what she did, but she's just manipulating her.
Right.
Even that scene where she's the whole mother knows best scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's trying to tell her, hey, listen, I want to see that. That intrigues me. Why wouldn't you let me?
Yeah, why wouldn't
everything
you let me go?
You've asked.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you let me just see the lights? I just want to see lights. You know? Rest in peace, Firefly.
Oh. All right. I think that's a solid pick. A solid number four.
Thank you. Thank
I respect
you.
That.
Good choice.
Good choices.
Missy, misdemeanor.
So my number four.
Wrong.
My number four is Sid from Toy Story.
Okay, awesome. So I'm going to say it again then. Wrong.
Why wrong? He's fucking sick in the head.
Oh, you mean the pre-serial killer?
Yeah.
Kid? The sociopath child?
They're toys, bro.
The thing
he
about
doesn't
that is,
see them move.
It's first.
He doesn't see them move.
Yeah. But
how do you know?
Because I had a G.I. Joe graveyard.
First.
Oh, I get it. Because you're Sid.
Then this is what you're wrong in with. Defense of Chris. That's what that just turned into. What I will say is that.
Is it hot in here?
You know that too real comment? That too real comment you said earlier? Chris is feeling that right now.
A little bit.
Too. So,
a lot of rum in here.
First is the toys, then it's the animals, Chris.
Yep, and then it's humans.
You want to talk about crazy eyes and a fucking psychopath?
Oh my god, like that laugh that he does.
With Norman Bates, for sure.
Oh yeah, they hunted together.
Like he had the Psycho Kid Club. That was at his house. And it takes a special kind of kid to look at a toy and go, I feel like if I strapped a firecracker to it and blew it up into a million pieces... That'd be fun. Granted, us as the viewers, we know that they're more than just toys.
Right.
So
they have hearts and souls and
correct.
Feelings.
They hook you in that way. But still, I think it's kind of sick to like just have an instinct to just be destructive for the sake of being destructive. It's fucked up. And
but
that's
wait,
like,
but wait, hold boy. On. But what about all the toys that he saved?
He didn't save them. He mutilated them.
No, those poor toys that were all destroyed and he put them together and gave them a meaning.
Like the robot
first
baby?
Of all,
but they weren't destroyed.
The hooker?
Did you destroy
them?
The poor hooker, he gave her a second shot at life.
Bro. And now she can live her life not worrying about that uncurable strand of gonorrhea.
Did you guys watch the same movie that we did? Because
also, question.
Not.
If one of the toys would have died, don't they like go limp when Andy goes in the room? So would he not have carried around a dead toy forever?
That's
but how do toys die?
Exactly. So how does Sid kill toys?
Well, there's
he
also
blows
that.
Them up. Like what? They explode.
I feel like if you're dismembered, you're dead.
But if you don't have any organs, your head could keep talking.
But it doesn't matter.
But your spirit,
like Walt Disney.
Yeah,
they don't
like
have
Walt Disney.
Like Tara Reid in Sharknado.
Like Tara Reid. Spoiler
full
alert.
Full circle moment. Look
is
up
it
those
really
episodes.
A spoiler? Really.
Well, yeah, because certain people want to watch all the Sharknados now to catch up to see what all the fuss is about.
True. I've never seen them.
You should watch them. Do yourself the favor.
Except for the last one.
Yeah, the last one's awful.
Don't do it.
You don't have to watch the last one, but you can watch up to five.
But the last one, they go back in time.
Well, we can talk about that later. But
or you can listen to the Rotter Not while we finally release it.
Sid's my number four. He's fucked up in the head. I feel like he would have definitely grown up and been like BFFs with Dexter and Norman Bates.
Oh yeah,
and like all the
wait,
crazy.
Dexter was bad.
Anyway, so
he does have a point.
So
he cleaned up trash.
Yeah, it's true. Sorry. He also created trash in the ocean, but
he did.
But murder.
But serial killers. Just he killed criminals
by being a serial killer himself.
But he didn't kill innocent people. He killed criminals.
Cleaned out the trash that went through the system. I don't understand how he was.
He's the Punisher.
He's the Punisher.
But
are you? If you're okay
except
with
the Punisher had a good ending.
Hold on, if
but
you're
he murdered, yeah. But he murdered people.
So did the Punisher.
Murder.
The Punisher took
murder.
People out.
Murder.
Okay. Okay. Disney villains.
Back to huh? Disney.
Anyway.
Disney villains.
So that's it. That's my whole.
See,
thing
See, my
Sid.
Thing with Sid is, I see where you're saying.
Here it comes.
But I don't think he's the out of that series. He's the best villain.
He's not.
He's not the best villain out of that entire series.
I think it's Lotso.
It's Lotso.
Lotso, which is an honorable mention for me.
That's, yep. Yeah, okay.
But I think.
But it's her list.
I know it's your list.
No. That's fine.
But I think.
I'm not going to get butthurt if you disagree with me. I can handle it.
We're adults
whoa,
here.
Whoa,
but what
are
I'm
saying, are
boo-boo, boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo.
Correct. So, but I would say, I think, I don't know, for me, he was.
Well, no, and the thing is, but I guess what Chris and I guess kind of me too is. Growing up as a boy,
hashtag me too.
You
hashtag
me too.
I was gonna say it. You beat me to it.
Like as a boy growing up, like we used to fuck with our toys all the time, like
yeah.
Ripping them apart and blowing them up. And
my sister didn't have a Barbie that didn't have chopped up hair.
Well, I did that to my Barbies because I thought it would grow back. Mine grew back. Why wouldn't the Barbie's hair grow back?
She did it
herself. That was my thought. And then they never gave me a Barbie.
His was because his G.I. Joe was a serial killer and needed trophies.
Obviously.
Obviously.
So he would cut the hair.
No, I had a serial killer. I had a G.I.
Weird.
Joe. I had a G.I. Joe graveyard.
Okay.
They would go to war. So they had to fight
yeah.
each other.
War's not fun.
Obviously. And then they would throw the M80 into the crowd of G.I. Joe
yeah.
and it would explode.
Next.
And then G.I. Joe had to go into the crowd making sure that all of them were dead. They can't yeah. just pretend to be there.
G.I. Joe.
Life lessons.
Okay, so
all right,
Sid,
so Sid number four. Vanessa.
Okay, my number four is Madame Medusa from The Rescuers.
Oh.
Because that bitch is insane.
She's fucking crazy.
Wait, which is The Rescuers?
The one with the mice.
The mice.
Where they go to New Orleans to the bayou and
yeah.
they
Mexican
rescue the little
redheaded girl. They go to the bayou with the gator. They go deal with the gator. We come with the gator. The bayou.
Are you doing a Cajun accent now?
Yes, Missy.
Just checking.
Oh, wait,
there
no,
you go,
that's
we gotta go right there.
Yeah.
That's, isn't that West
that's
Virginia?
Deliverance.
That's Deliverance.
So,
that was in West
Virginia. Madame Medusa's.
Madame Medusa, she is. She kidnapped an orphan.
Mm-hmm.
So, not only does this poor little girl have no family.
Right.
She is.
Started life for parents already hate her.
Yeah. She is kidnapped from an orphanage, made to live on a like half sinking. What's it called? Riverboat? It's mm-hmm. a riverboat. And she has to go down in this hole to look for the Devil's Eye, which is a gigantic diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rescuers come and find her. But Medusa is crazy. She has two pet alligators. She's really mean to her husband.
Yeah. Extremely mean to her husband.
Yeah.
I remember the Rescuers Down Under.
Right.
That's the one in Australia. That's
was
a good
that the remake?
Too. No.
That was not a remake.
The Rescuers Down Under is the sequel.
The sequel. It's
the
same
Rescuers,
rats?
Yeah. Oh, mice.
Mice.
Bernard and Bianca.
Same shit.
No, not. Mice are cute.
So are rats.
No, they're not.
They're actually smarter, too.
Excuse me.
Mice.
You're going to tell me Rizzo is not cute?
Uh-huh. And Splinter?
Rizzo?
From Muppets?
I wouldn't say Splinter
no.
is cute.
Ratatouille is cute. Remy. Remy's cute.
Uh-huh. And his brother, the chubby one?
Of course you would identify with the chubby one.
Oh, wow.
Wow!
Migala Nippy.
Racist.
You know who's the real... The real villain
I don't
in that
think
movie.
Racism.
The real villain in that movie is obesity.
Obviously. Complex carbs.
You know. Complex. That's hilarious.
Wow. So this bitch is just straight up awful.
Yeah.
And she takes Penny's teddy bear from her to, like, force her down into a cave that fills with water. And
what the fuck?
You haven't seen The Rescuers?
Yep.
Add it to your list of movies.
Add it to the list.
More homework, damn it.
Rescuers and Rescuers Down Under.
Yeah, Rescuers Down Under is great. Yeah. With the one guy with
the seagull? With the lizard.
With the lizard. Mm-hmm. The lizard. No, he's actually a monitor.
Yes.
And her name
was... Well, it's a monitor lizard.
Same thing. Right, Chris? Just like rat and mice? Same thing.
She's a monitor. She's not a lizard.
It's a monitor lizard.
No, let me want to hear one. Same thing.
Rum.
I missed
it. Wait, which was the first? Which was the first? The first
Rescuers. The Rescuers. Then it was The Rescuers Down Under.
Mm-hmm.
Part two.
I love Orville.
Orville's great.
Orville's amazing.
He reminds me of Albatross. Seagull from
Scuttle.
Scuttle.
Mm-hmm. Seagull. The Seagull.
Boy, he reminds me of
Shark from that movie.
Shark
and Cat from that other movie.
And the dog.
Yeah, oh, and dog from that dog movie. The Aristocats.
Oh. The dog has a Marie that she calls Daisy. Die. The dog no, that's, does die.
Madame Medusa's. Yeah.
Mm hmm.
But she's not like
Mother Gothel that she plays mind games. She's just like straight up in your face, like, no, bitch, give me. I'm taking your teddy bear, and you cannot come out of this mine or this cave until you find the diamond. Like, she's just plain in your face.
She's like Blood Diamonds before Blood Diamonds.
She's more like somebody on my list, which we'll talk about later on.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep drinking.
Anybody else from Madame Medusa?
Madame Medusa's awesome.
No.
No,
I like that we're not repeating these.
I know. So far, we haven't repeated anything, and we're still not going to repeat.
I like it
because my number four is a personal favorite.
Okay,
voiced by the amazing James Woods.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is Hades.
That's nice. He's an honorable mention for me.
Hades.
He's the devil.
He wants to kill a baby.
Well, he's the king of the underworld.
Right.
He's not welcome. He's a joke.
To me, Hades. People who have been listening to this podcast from the beginning know I tend to like ridiculous characters and fun characters. Like,
no.
What? To me, Hades, and I would even say, and I know this is a bold statement, but out of all of the Disney villains, Hades to me is the most fun because he's so bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's literally montages on YouTube of just him when he blows up and goes crazy, that he just blows up into fire, and it's the old school story and take on it. He wants to kill a baby because he wants to kill Hercules when he's little.
These movies are fucking dark, yeah. Bro.
if you look at it from the villain angle,
You know, he wants to make the move on Olympus, and you know he's got
awesome hair.
He's got amazing hair, and it's just he's an entertaining character because he has that sadistic side that he wants to kill people, and just for it to get his own gain to reach his own gains, but he still has this sense of humor and the sarcasm that are just fucking fantastic.
So he's charismatic, even though
he's super charismatic. Yeah. He's probably the most charismatic character in that movie.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that.
You know? No. What's his face?
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito's character.
Yeah.
Big fans of the movie.
Phil
is definitely,
you're right,
more charismatic than him.
But there's just,
I mean, not definitely,
but I think it's close.
They're both very charismatic.
That's why I said not definitely, it's close.
But I think Hades just, you know, like there's so much.
Just looking at you.
I thought I had spilled something. Wow. I was like, not again.
He's wearing an Hakuna Matata shirt.
And even in the sequels, the sequel and in the TV show, he continues on with that.
Is it still James Woods?
I don't remember if in the TV show it was James Woods voicing it. Probably, because what else is he doing?
The Simpsons.
No, Family Guy.
Family Guy.
Family Guy.
And Fighting for Our Rights.
Jesus. So, I don't know. I absolutely just love Hades as a character. Plus, I'm super into Greek mythology, so that added to it. But just the character himself, he's so he's fun and so charismatic on the villain side.
Right.
You don't really get that in a lot of the villains that there are charismatic villains, but that mix of that comedy and villainy, most of those charismatic villains are villains.
Yeah.
Cuz even I haven't seen the movie, but even the villain from Princess and the Frog, mm-hmm. the short snippets I've seen of him, he's super charismatic, but he's not funny.
No.
But Hades is funny.
Yeah, Hades is funny.
You know?
And I like when he Pain and Panic are fantastic sidekicks awesome. For him. And when he's like yelling at them because they're wearing Hercules merchandise.
Yes.
You're wearing his merch!
You're wearing his merchandise! And he just like explodes and it's like blue fire everywhere. He's great. Good choice.
You know, and then like he's almost, and I don't hope I don't get yelled at for this, but he's almost genie. Because, like, you'll see him sitting, like, he'll be sitting and be like, oh, I could get used to this. He snaps his fingers. He has a martini glass.
Yeah, yeah.
He has that genie-esque where he'll summon stuff because he's a fucking god. So he can summon stuff, and he's got that charisma of genie.
Right.
But he's evil.
Yeah, I can see that.
So that's why I picked Hades.
Good choice.
Are you writing these down?
No.
Okay.
I forgot. I should have been. I'm drinking.
It's okay.
We're all right. Yay, so, Mamas and Merlot.
So I will recap
Your number four, Chris, was Mother Gothel.
Mother Gothel. Then we've got Sid from Toy Story for Missy.
Sid, Madame Medusa,
and Hades. Solid. No repeat so far, guys.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
I like it.
And
I'm scared for the future.
I'm writing these down in my villain's notebook.
All right.
In my handy-dandy notebook.
Number three.
Número tres.
If I had done villains that I liked, like my favorite villains, I think Hades would have definitely made my mountain.
Yeah.
Because he's likable.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that was...
No, you're right. No, keep talking. That's what we're here for.
That was my little side anecdote. Because he is charismatic. He is funny. He does do his thing. Are you okay? Have you adjusted yourself properly?
Did you hit the
window behind you? It's glass.
No, that one's further away.
A bird for you. A bird for you. Thumbs up for you.
It's an albatross.
All right,
that was a good
hard
callback, Chris.
Eye roll.
That,
bro. I like it.
All right, Chris, what's your number three?
So my number three, again, going with my theme of most evil, who the fuck wants to kill a puppy?
That is also my number three.
Okay. Wait,
Cruella?
So
Cruella de Vil.
I get to talk then?
We'll talk now because it's okay. Also number three.
Does anybody else have her as Cruella de Vil?
No. Honorable mention.
Okay.
But I kind of relate to her because I hate my dogs at the moment.
Wow. Okay.
She's full of shit.
Hit my wall.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait.
House latte.
Oh, I'm so sad somebody else got
it. Oh, I hate my dogs, but I want to get another one.
Who's latte?
Another dog that she wanted to get.
Neri was trying to like... What's the
Inception
shit called?
Me.
Inception.
No. It's like that form of torture where they drop like...
Oh, Chinese water torture.
Yeah. He tried to do that shit.
What? I'm just kidding,
that's
babe.
That's the villain in all the Disney movies.
Keep working.
So, yeah.
He kept showing her a picture of this dog. He tagged her on Facebook.
But that's not Chinese water torture.
It is, if you don't want to see the dog.
The dog's really cute.
It's an adorable dog.
I was like, get it. I'll buy the dog food.
But anyway... So speaking of dogs.
Yeah, you don't want a big dog.
No, she was a mini pit. So she was
those
only
are
45
awesome.
Pounds.
And they're still like brolic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, so.
They're very cute dogs. Okay, so. Again, being a dog owner, it's a love-hate relationship where you want to kill them at times. So mm-hmm. I totally understand that.
Well, when they eat your drywall, 3 feet of the wall.
Yeah, but she's trouble, bro. You're lucky you didn't get her.
I know. But she's
she pretty. Looks. I'm looking at the.
She
dogs.
Looks like trouble.
Yeah, she's trouble. She's
but
cute
her name
shit.
Is Latte.
Obviously, Latte.
That's how they get you.
She's a latte.
That's
work.
How they got me with Blue. Fucking right. Dog.
Okay, the Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil. This bitch wants to fucking kill puppies to and make a goddamn coat.
I mean,
right. And she didn't care how it was. It wasn't like no. Make sure you meanly take care of these dogs. Like, I don't know, take them out back, Old Yeller style, and put a bullet in their head, or...
Oh, no.
I don't know, make them bite a electronic cable.
It's
true.
So dark?
It's true, though.
I mean,
she literally told these guys, hey, skin them.
Yeah.
Go skin them right now.
I see this movie on the regular.
I'm talking for... Because, you know,
no, I'm agreeing with
but
you.
But I'm saying it to the podcast people.
I'm agreeing with you.
Missy needs more wine.
Missy needs wine.
I'm fine.
Vino.
Oh, I spilled it.
You spill.
Oh, that's a lot. For the homies.
Yeah. Well, you're pouring for the homie. That's good to know.
All right. So,
I mean, dude, how do you take out puppies? Yeah, they're annoying as shit. They piss everywhere. And shit. I get it. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of, you know, having dogs is not fucking easy. But you can't just say, hey, go over there and take this fucking puppy out. However way, just because I want to wear its skin.
Yeah, literally her whole premise was she decided she wanted a coat.
I mean, I understand butchering a cow because you want a steak. I'm okay with that. But there's a purpose to the meat that's going, because you can use the rest of it for leather stuff. And, you know, you're using the entirety of the cow. But just to wear the dog? Get the fuck out of here. That's like somebody killing a deer because they want to mount it.
And the thing with Cruella de Vil, and this is one of those characters where it's... the reason why she's one of those two that I said are fairly relatable in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that there's people there. I mean, there are crazy people.
Yeah, there are, definitely.
But she's a lot deeper than just the dogs. Yeah. She's just a lot deeper than the dog thing.
You think?
Yeah. Like,
no, like, she's the bitch one, is insane.
She's the one character out of all the Disney villains that doesn't really have a plan. She goes, and everything that failed for her was her own fault. Because yeah. She was impulsive. She did, because he was talking about how people, he liked certain villains because they plan out their thought process. She didn't. She said, yeah. She's impulsive. She's like, I want these dogs. She's psychotic. I want these dogs because I want a coat. Get them for me. Okay, now skin them. We got the dogs. Skin them. And then when the dogs are trying to escape, she's driving her car like a maniac, not thinking. She's just like, in fact, if you realize it, Cruella de Vil, devil.
Mm-hmm.
And when if you look at her, if you look at her,
get
the imagery that she's got throughout the movie, her smoke is green like Maleficent's. Whenever she smokes or puffs her cigarette, it's a green smoke that comes out,
ooh,
which isn't cigarette smoke. Her room and everything is demonic and like devilish looking. It almost looks like it's hell.
I love her
because even her phone's like a devil head. She, when she's driving and when she's about to ram the car, her face completely changes to this psychotic
demonic presence.
She's demonic unhinged. Presence. She's completely unhinged.
You don't think it's the glaucoma?
No, man. If she was smoking pot, she wouldn't have been that angry.
And it's
this
just
is true.
It, maybe to it was me, laced it's with just.
It may have been bath salts.
I think it was bath salts.
Probably.
But to me, it's just besides the puppies thing, it's just there's so much more of the fact that she's just this. Lunatic who is, she's basically a serial killer because serial killers react on impulse.
Yeah.
She's, so the next step was going to be a human coat.
Yeah, like, you know how.
It was. Let's
I'm
be
just
real.
Just imagining Dwight in the office when he cuts the face off of the, yeah, the CPR dummy. So.
I love
you
that
know,
fucking show.
That's amazing. How in The Dark Knight, like, the Joker was extra. Fucking evil because there was no point to his madness.
He was an anarchist.
The world, right, anarchy.
He was an anarchist.
So I think that's what makes, like, in not just Disney villains, but in general, in my personal opinion, I feel like the really, really scary villains are the ones who are just doing it for the sake of fucking anarchy.
And
she's definitely one that was, she had, there's no point. Like, so you get to the coat and then?
Right.
Yeah. And then what did you do for the other puppies? Because how many puppies did Purdy have? Like,
Purdy had
15.
She bought the other puppies.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She had purchased or gotten a hold of.
It was a combination.
I think
right.
she stole
I think it was a mix of, she got, but she, either me, way, she obtained. Let's use that word.
Remember, she sits down with the owners of the dog and she's like, I want the puppies.
Yeah.
And Purdy she goes to write a check.
Yeah.
And but
she offered to buy them.
But they didn't have the 101. The 101 Dalmatians weren't all
Purdy's.
No, I know, but I'm telling you, as that's her MO was first to attempt to purchase it,
right? Because she was loaded,
I'm telling you why. What she did with the other ones, she either bought them,
right,
straight up, or stole them.
Yeah.
Well, I think she was. I mean, I don't know. We would have to get her on the phone, but what I'm saying is,
can we call her?
I think she was trying to be like. In her brain, she was probably trying to be respectful because her niece is Purdy's owner.
So you think that was just a courtesy she gave to her?
Yeah, yeah. She was just trying to be like, oh, I'll pay you for it. And like, they're poor or they're whatever. They'll take my money. And that's when she flipped her shit when they said no. But
because she's not used to hearing no because she's a rich
Because she's girl. Crazy.
Well, and also she's loaded, so she's not used to hearing no.
Right.
Well, so that also... Put onto it as well.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's
just
a good pick, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I think Cruella De Vil is a lot deeper.
Yeah, good pick, than what Jeffrey.
Think. Yeah, Jeffrey, just Jeffrey.
It no says matter. She kidnaps 97 or 99 Dalmatian puppies.
Okay, there you go.
So she kidnapped them. That to me, that's stealing them.
I said Chris in my head. I just didn't make that.
but I think Cruella, and the thing with Cruella is, like you said,
you're not wrong. Jeffrey said it
every,
as well.
She really. Everybody else has this.
She has a personal net worth of £6 million,
which at that time and that when that movie was a lot,
was like $12 million.
Well, it was a novel first.
Most of these Disney movies are books first.
From
well, my number two pick, it's totally different in the novel, which I will talk about.
Okay.
But with Cruella De Vil.
Titanic.
She
the iceberg.
Yeah. She, you know, I forgot my train of thought because you guys interrupted me three times.
I apologize.
Damn it.
Damn
you. Welcome to Mount Geekmore.
I know.
Hello.
I had
Have
a good
you been
thought
here
too.
Before?
Damn, I am Chris.
What you were saying about the other villains, like, and don't respond for what if I mention somebody you're going to talk about, but like. The Queen of Hearts. She's very much like the Queen of Hearts, where the Queen of Hearts is psychotic when you fucking
tell her no.
Tell her no. Mm-hmm. She's essentially the Queen of Hearts,
right? If you go along with her plan, she's fine.
Yeah, if she's getting what she wants, that's it. She doesn't have a plan or rhyme or reason. Other people like the Evil Queen, Maleficent, they have plans.
Yeah, it's she's very what's that called? Yeah, typical woman.
I mean, the wine bottle's empty. I can just smash you with it.
She just dropped. I don't know what that
thing is. Did you break something?
It looks electronic. I didn't. It's just water.
You broke it.
We're okay.
You broke some of the mess.
The mess?
I moved the mess to a different location.
We don't agree with that statement, Christopher.
It's a joke.
Ha-ha.
All right, so those number three for me, Chris, was Cruella.
Good choice. Missy?
My number three. Mm-hmm. I have a love-hate relationship with this villain.
Okay.
I'll tell you who it is first. It's Maleficent.
Got it.
Do we need a table?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
You have it higher than three?
Yes.
Okay. That's why we're tabling.
Not that question. I don't know.
All right. So we're tabling.
Tabled.
Vanessa.
Espérate, mala.
Mira, she can't even spell it.
Maleficent.
She picked it.
F-I-C.
There's an acento on the...
K-Y. Yeah.
She's from Hialeah.
Maleficent.
Okay. My number three is Dr. Facilier, the Shadow Man.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's fantastic. He really is. Like...
The swag that I saw in that little bit of video.
He has...
Racist.
Like, no. Dude, homeboy has so much swag. Like...
What are you talking about?
Dr. Facilier, my number three.
I know.
He's the Shadow Man.
From what movie?
Oh, The Princess and the Frog.
Oh, okay. That's
Get it together.
I haven't seen that movie.
That is his name. They call him the Shadow Man.
They call him the Shadow Man
in the movie. I did not say that.
Edit. Timestamp.
I'm not editing. You can direct all of your hate mail to Christopher Garcia.
That's fine.
Yeah, the Christopher Garcia, there's only one.
Exactly. Yes. That's why I said Christopher Garcia.
Yeah, just look up Christopher Garcia in Miami.
And pick one. You're gonna pick the first one
that pops up. That is me.
But yeah, so Dr. Facilier is my number three. He uses voodoo.
Voodoo. The devil in the work here.
Sorry, bad.
He was Haitian.
You don't know that.
That movie was Haitian. Those bad guys were Haitians. But Dr. Facilier wasn't Haitian.
I know he was from the Bayou.
He was from the Bayou.
She's got a theme going.
I do. I just realized
the
that
New Orleans theme.
When I said it.
Is Emeril Lagasse number two?
No. When I said Madame Medusa number four, I was like, oh, they're both in New Orleans.
Bam! I think I'm thinking of another New Orleans.
Ellen.
Oh, Harry Connick Jr.? Is he from New Orleans?
Yeah.
Oh, he is from New Orleans.
Can we let the ladies?
Sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But yeah, like, he communicates with
evil spirits.
She got
really mad at us right now because we ignored her.
I'm not mad.
Okay.
I'm mad.
Missy gets mad for me.
Yep. Go.
I like it.
But he communicates with spirits with the other side, and he has friends on the other side. It's a whole song in the movie. But he has so much charisma, and he tricks everybody into giving him money. Like, that's just what he does. And, I mean, he meets his end in the correct way. I feel like he died. They pulled him to the other side.
Okay.
And, spoiler alert, but...
Hello from the other side.
You sound just like her.
We're not going to rescue him from this. Let's let him go.
I like it. You drown in that. But yeah, I feel like nobody here has seen the movie, so I can't really like.
No, but
that's why you need to talk about it.
I have to watch it.
You should.
You know, you've brought this movie up enough times.
It's really good.
Is it in your account?
Yes, because Sophie loves it, and the music is great. It's all like New Orleans style music from the '20s. It's fantastic.
Oh, awesome. Oh, nice.
And it's Beyonce's not in it.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
Beyonce's not in it.
She's not in it. I'm in. I'm in. Then
I'm in.
She got mad at Disney because they wanted her to audition, and she does not audition.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bae.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, B.
Fuck her.
They should meet her the firefly.
Oh, but they kill him, and I love him. Dr. Facilier kills the firefly.
I didn't know that.
He becomes a star.
He does become.
The more you know.
I cried the first time I saw that scene. So
does it count as a star if the electric flies water?
Obviously,
lights up.
All right, guys, I'm done. Number three.
Wait. Vanessa just said she cried when he turned into a star, and she turned to me and said, "Get ready." And that's because when I cry, she cries, and when she cries, I cry. So we just give each other heads up, like, "Hey, this is going to scar you for life."
Yeah, you're going to cry.
But I can't when you be dip? Alone in this.
Yeah, when I dip, you dip, Chris.
Right, and then we dip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I put my hand up on your hip.
Well, that's when we stop putting our hands on our hip.
Yeah. First, you got to.
For that? Just because you don't want to dip anymore?
Obviously.
All right, Vanessa.
But yeah.
Number three.
I like it. She just said it.
He's fantastic.
No, I'm saying she's recapping.
Vanessa's number three.
I would like to meet a Dr. Facilier in person, even though I'm sure it would terrify the crap out of me.
Go to New Orleans.
I want to.
It's awesome.
I know.
I went to the voodoo house. It was awesome. The devil.
That's weird.
I love that he practices voodoo.
And he's just cool, like the top hat.
He is. He's so cool. Like, the top hat, and then he wears like a vest without a shirt underneath.
Does he have like skull face paint or no?
He does it for one of the songs, but it's like it looks like glow in the dark face paint.
Okay.
In the beginning of the song, he's not wearing it, and then the black light turns on, and then everything turns.
But he's got skulls on his hat, or one skull on his hat. No.
He has a like a little magic amulet that they need to. It's part of the story, but like. He turned the prince into a frog, and then they steal the prince's blood so they can turn somebody else into the prince. So he's pretending to be the prince.
No, he does have he has a skull and crossbones on his top hat.
Okay, that I do remember. Yeah. Okay,
he's awesome. His style, it's so purple.
And not every guy can do the midriff open.
Mm-hmm. It's a vest. He's just wearing a vest without a shirt underneath,
and then a
jacket. I think
I feel like this movie,
since you're looking at it,
is really like. Off base for Disney. Like I don't know that
it's the first. I think it's the first Disney movie that because it's The Rescuers, but it takes place in the United States. It's like a princess movie that takes place in the United States because the other ones are all in Europe.
Interesting.
Well, because they're all based off of different European stories.
Cool. I want to watch this movie now.
You should. It's really good.
Is that in the family share?
Yeah, we have
it. I'm going to put it on my
Sophie
list.
Sophie likes it. When the kids get into it, we watch it.
Hey, so is it common knowledge Snow White? Was it Snow White? No, Cinderella is like from Holland?
Christy might know, but...
Oh.
Call her.
No, because I watched it last night on Sunday. Madison wanted to watch it. And when she walks in, she's wearing clogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was outside doing stuff, and she walks in, and I was like, "Oh, look at that!"
Let's see. I'm gonna try to see if Christy answers. Did you know that Cinderella was from Holland?
I do not believe so.
Okay, because Chris says that she has clogs on when
it was not. Did you know? It was. Hey, do you think?
Oh, I thought it was. You know. Sorry.
Because I did notice her walking in from the house and she was wearing clogs. So I'm like, is she from Holland?
She might have just gone to IKEA.
They could have just been her outside shoes.
Whatchamacallit?
Oh my god, they're showing their princess the frog at Sunset Place.
Amish?
Hans.
This is Friday, September 21st.
Christian Andersen?
Yeah.
You're asleep.
Wikipedia.
So she's from Germany area.
Germany area? I like it.
I like it.
Germanish. She's German adjacent?
I think it's an old fairy tale from like that area. I can't remember right now. I'm really sleepy.
Okay.
It's okay. Sorry. Good night.
Good night. Say bye to everybody. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Cinderella.
Yeah, The Princess and the Frog. The film takes place in New Orleans in the 1920s in the middle of the jazz era. So there's a lot of jazz music.
There's still a lot of jazz music.
The Princess and the Frog is amazing. Huh?
There's still a lot of jazz music.
I mean, in the movie.
That's the one thing that I would want to go see in New Orleans is the jazz.
So since we brought this up, I went on the Wikipedia and it says that
it's always correct.
Obviously. Right.
And it says that there are several versions of this folktale.
Okay.
So there's not just like one. And there's a version where she's a Greek slave girl who marries the king of Egypt.
Huh.
There's the first European version of the story was published in Italy, and the most popular version, which was later published by the Grimm's Fairy Tales in 1812.
Oh, is it Grimm's, not Hans Christian Andersen?
And,
oh, the
Grimm's. Yeah, so she doesn't really have like a set place that she's from.
According to Wikipedia,
one
of the most popular versions of Cinderella, which is the written by the French, written in French by Charles Perrault, makes her French.
Yeah.
It takes place in France. And the Disney version, I think, follows that and takes place in France.
Yeah, because damn, a lot French. Of what the Disney movies do derive their stories from the Grimm's fairy tales. Mm-hmm. But okay. I thought it was interesting that there's a version of her where she's Greek and she marries the king of Egypt. That's a little twist. I'd read that book.
I do like
what
that.
A twist!
I mean, not the fact that she was a slave, just...
All right.
But I mean, she's a slave in every version. So.
Correct.
She's a slave!
Because the whole story is about oppression and whatever, so that makes sense. All right.
All right, so number threes are...
Cruella de Vil, Maleficent, and Dr. Facilier.
Like it. Love it. Number two.
Number deuce is... I don't know how to say her name.
Okay.
But she's the evil queen from Snow White.
Maleficent.
No.
Snow
White.
It's Queen Grimhild from Snow White.
You said it right.
Grimhild?
Grimhild.
Grimhild?
Grimhild.
Grimhilda?
I think it's
Grimhilda.
Grimhilda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's your number two?
That's my number two.
Mm. Yeah, that bitch is crazy.
She basically goes out on a vendetta with, if I'm not mistaken, it's actually her stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because she's fairer than her.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what the fuck does that mean?
It's about vanity.
It is about vanity.
Obviously.
And I read, Disney, I don't know if Disney came out with it, but there was an author that came out with a series of books from the villain's point of view. And I lent a couple of them to Missy that she hasn't read yet, but it's fine.
A long time ago.
But the first one
Many moons.
The first one is the evil queen. So you're getting it's the exact same story,
right?
But from the queen's point of view.
I know seven girls from Hialeah off the top of my head right now that do the same thing the queen does, obviously.
Well, mirror on the wall.
Yeah.
I know. Absolutely.
But it's the Molly that's making a talk about
her. But.
Make out with a tree.
Make out with a tree. But
she wants her heart, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And she makes a pretty box and everything.
She has a box.
She found out she was fairer than her because the stupid mirror tells her. And she wants this bitch killed.
I mean, I could have told her. No, estaba linda.
Okay,
no,
the only version of that story in that movie, the only version of that movie where
we're a mess today, you guys.
Where the queen is actually prettier than.
Did you just hit yourself in the face with your ass?
Yo.
The only That'll version happen. Of the evil queen where she actually is prettier than Snow White is the live action
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's Charlize.
Yeah. Come if on. Charlize was like, I'm pretty, I'm like, fuck yeah, you're pretty.
Yeah.
Than me.
Well, yeah.
Do you kill me?
Yeah.
Take it off.
That's like, it's like, do you really?
Need... Oh, is that the one with that girl that can't act?
Yeah.
From the Twilights.
Yep. Yeah.
That she used to make out with Robert Pattinson and now she's gay.
I mean,
maybe she was gay the whole time.
Would you not go gay after you made out with Robert Pattinson?
I would go vampire. Straight.
What?
I'd put butt stuff on the table for that guy.
Oh. Whoa!
Wow!
And we're gonna talk shit about my choices in life.
That is quite a statement.
That is quite a
butt stuff on the table, ladies and gentlemen.
She's had too much wine, you guys.
No, obviously.
Can't speak anymore.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when you say comments like that. Water for elephants, my ass. I wish one of them had sat on him. Guy's fucking
but,
terrible.
Okay,
he was in that movie, Water for Elephants.
I'm not telling you that he's talented.
No.
Or
no one's saying that.
Nobody's saying that.
He's hot.
No.
I don't follow
no one's saying that.
I still don't follow that.
No?
Either.
Okay.
No. He looks constipated all yeah, the time. He does.
That's because he can't fucking act. But he looks when like he smiles, he's super cute.
He looks like the physical yeah, embodiment of Sucio.
No. He smiles like Chandler from Friends.
He does not.
That's exactly how he smiles.
That's a good reference, though. Oh. Okay, go ahead.
So, Queen, go ahead. Talk.
Yeah, dude. I mean, she wants her dead just because she looks... She's prettier than her.
Because a magic mirror told her. Exactly.
Well, because... Okay, so back to the books. I got a little more background on the Queen.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
She goes crazy in front of the mirror because she keeps... her father was a mirror maker. Like, he made mirrors.
Made mirrors?
Yeah, he made mirrors. He
was, is that what the mirror makers do?
Yes, he was a mirror. You know, for the cocaine.
A mirror monk?
he makes mirrors, and he made this magic mirror that somehow, like, it trapped his soul and into the mirror when he passed away.
So that's her dad.
It's her father. And he was very abusive to her as a child. He always told her, like, you're ugly. No man is going to want you because you're so ugly. So he, like, he fucked her.
Yeah. Got it.
So then his soul gets trapped in the mirror. The mirror is gifted to her. She tries to break it. She tries to get rid of it. And it always, like,
comes back
to her because it's technically her father haunting her.
Right.
So she just goes crazy looking into the mirror, talking to the mirror, and... It's mental warfare is what it is. So she goes crazy thinking, oh, my stepdaughter is more beautiful than I am, which is why she wants to kill her.
See, with that, then now I think that the mirror is the actual villain in that movie.
Yes.
In that.
Yeah.
Mm. I would agree with that. But the queen is...
But
I mean,
not in Shrek.
Not in Shrek. No, not in Shrek.
But Shrek is Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
That is a great name. But yeah, I mean, and it drives her so much to the point where she finds out that it's a pig heart.
Yeah.
And she goes and tries to poison her. Like, she physically transforms her appearance so that she can appear to somebody else and get her poisoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the best part is that when she dies, she then gets trapped in the mirror. So now she...
That's her penance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hmm. Purgatory. I like it.
Life finds a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, then she found her with a bunch of guys in the woods. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I was about to say thank you, Jumanji, but that's the wrong movie.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God. How do you keep doing this?
I was going to say, I caught myself. I know it's the wrong movie, but Jumanji was the first thing that came
Jurassic
to my
Park.
Head.
Jurassic
Park. It starts with a J.
Right.
And a U.
Right. Jurassic Park has a mirror?
No, the
oh,
life.
Yes, buddy. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, life finds a way.
Yes.
I didn't hear what you said.
Hi, no lo oí.
It's a firefly?
All right, so your number two is Queen,
it's
Evil
a
Queen.
Lizard.
Evil Queen.
All right, Missy.
It's a monitor.
Number two.
It's good.
What's your number two, boo-boo?
Scar.
Table.
Fucking predictable.
Best
motherfuckers.
Friends. High five. That's making the mountain.
All right. That's making the fuck out of the mountain.
Well, so, yeah, woo, woo. Three of us. Do you have Scar on your list? I mean, I can't talk about it because they're going to be their number one, but...
No, you can't talk about it.
How do you know it's going to be my number one?
Because there's only one left.
Well, we tabled it, so you can't
you would have said
it
was your number two.
I know.
So you ruined
not
it.
Not number one.
What's your number two?
Okay, so my number two was difficult for me because I love my number one and my number two choices almost equally.
Right.
But at the at the end of the day, my number two goes to Maleficent. So now we can talk to her.
Yay!
Talk about her.
God damn it, she's making the mountain. Son of a bitch.
What do you
was
mean?
There ever
Why
any
do you
doubt?
Hate women?
No, it's because you guys.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes.
Are we
up? Okay, sorry. The battery died.
Okay.
Back on.
So yeah, so my number two.
Damn it, Jeff, you had a good joke.
I know.
Latiana didn't get invited to the baptism. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like, she didn't get invited to the baptism. Let me get all pouty and angry and turn into a dragon.
But I mean, In most, I agree with that.
No, I'm not. I was just breathing. I was just breathing.
No, like, you were breathing. No, wait a minute. Like,
that's super lame.
I know angry woman
that's,
look.
Bro, that's
that was an angry breath.
That's every Cuban, like, third cousin that didn't get invited to the bautismo.
Yeah. Listen, I have a cousin.
That's a thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
I
everything looks so nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them to sleep now forever.
Yeah, so.
But that's what it.
I can turn into a dragon.
Okay, but that's why she's on my list, because bitch can turn into a fucking dragon.
But she didn't do shit with it.
She did. She
burned some shit.
Yeah, she died really largely.
No. Good. But before that.
Good job wasting your dragon power.
Mira. Mira, I'm a dragon. Sword to this chest. Muerta.
Well, because
he got help from the fairies.
I wonder if they're inviting her to the funeral.
No. I don't want you at my funeral.
Rompi.
Que tu mato está rompiendo.
No more rum for you.
I didn't do anything.
I don't know.
Go on. Tell me more about Maleficent, though.
I don't like you guys.
I haven't said my piece about Maleficent
yet. I'm waiting. That's why I asked.
So I'm torn.
Prove yourself how you're wrong.
I'm torn.
Get out.
I'm torn.
Just get out.
By this choice.
Okay.
Because this is where there's a bridge of she's fucking evil.
Right.
But also she's a bad bitch.
Yeah, she is.
So I'm torn. Also, fun little story of Missy's childhood. My uncle took me to the theater when I was a little kid. I think it was like 4, because it was like the something anniversary of the movie. And every time that bitch came out, I would start crying hysterically to the point where I cried myself to sleep by the time of the christening. So my uncle had to stay and watch the movie by himself because I was out. But for a very, 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 very long time, I mean, even as an adult, I'm not ashamed to admit it. If she came on the fucking screen, I was like, oh, I'm not looking at that bitch.
She's
creepy as fuck.
She has devil horns. Like, she's scary.
Angelina Jolie, even though I hate the bitch, when she did the live action movie,
mm-hmm.
and I know a lot of people are rolling their eyes right now going,
I'm not rolling.
I know, but people that are listening that we call friends. Hi, Steph. She didn't like the live action because she felt like they made her a little soft, but I felt like it was an opportunity for the audience,
right?
To get more information about her.
To understand where she's coming from.
Yeah.
And in the movie, in the live action movie, I know I'm veering off topic a little bit.
No, but it ties in.
But in the movie, you kind of go, oh, okay, well, yeah, she was totally right in being fucking crazy. Do I support putting a child to sleep forever or like taking them, like forcing the kid to be taken away from their parents for their safety? Absolutely not. That's where the crazy comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But if, like, you also, I kind of have to respect her game where she's like, she really doesn't give a fuck. You don't want to invite me? That's cool. I'm going to curse your kid. I'm not supporting it. I'm just saying the train of thought.
Right.
And then you're going to piss me off. I'm going to turn into a dragon.
Okay. Yeah.
So why didn't she just turn into the dragon from the beginning and just kill the kid?
Female logic.
She wasn't trying to kill the kid. She was trying to punish the parents.
She was punishing the parents by putting the curse on Aurora.
This is totally Cuba. The Cuban Hialeah thing. It's the tia abuela that didn't get invited to the fucking
who's
baptism.
A santera.
Who's a santera. And it's like she thinks she's a fucking dragon.
Yeah.
And then Aurora.
And she went, shut.
Aurora Hernandez is fucking there.
And the killed two chickens.
And Stephanie is so mad right now.
And the sewing machine from
driving.
The factoria.
Stephanie, pull over.
Oh my god, you're totally turning this princess into a fucking chonga.
It's true. The sewing machine from the factoria for Nike.
Yeah.
That she's doing. That's hilarious.
This is the worst story ever. Is what it is.
What do you mean the worst story ever?
It's terrible.
Because it's more psychological warfare on the parents.
You can't say that she was more of a psychological warfarer than
warrior
than Madame Gothel.
Well.
Madame Gothel didn't turn into a dragon.
Correct. She couldn't turn into a dragon. Madame Gothel.
Vale, she had less powers.
Hold on a second.
And she did worse.
Hang on a second. But she, Madame Gothel, needed Rapunzel.
Right.
A
she
lot
wasn't trying
more,
to kill Rapunzel.
A lot more than Maleficent needed
attention.
Aurora. Obviously. And and
look at me, I'm a dragon now.
Could they have just sent her with Centro Mesa and she would have been fine with it?
Yeah. She, like, no, she all she wanted to do was take home as
she wanted Centro Mesa.
She just wanted, she wanted el regalito.
Wanted her, yeah, that's what she wanted. The
she wanted her little gift.
El recuerdo.
Had to be part of the picture with the family.
It's a special day.
But
and then because
this,
of
is,
that,
this is why she's pissed.
Now she's a dragon. Yeah, and now she, now the poor Nike factory had to be shut down.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
The sewing machines are putting people to sleep. Y pobre Aurora lost out on like 3 month pay.
And if that doesn't happen, then we don't meet the fairy godmothers.
Yeah, the fairy godmothers are the tits. They're okay. Awesome.
Los tío abuela.
Uh-huh.
Go on.
La madrina.
La madrina
y los dos tío abuela. La madrina who got here in Balsa en el 94. During el periodo especial.
Oye, esto no se veía en Cuba. Todo el mundo trabajaba en factoría.
¿Qué fue lo que le hizo Aurora? No. ¿Qué va?
This is the most Hispanic geek more
I mean, I feel like going to Ñoque Barato tomorrow.
That's where the story took place.
I'm sorry, but to me it's really true that whole story is fucking nuts.
And that's fine.
It's what?
I still stand by my pick.
It's the whole thing I just told you about Aurora working in La Factoría.
Yes, but not. But if you like, if you take a little bit from the book and from the live action movie,
yeah.
You get a little bit more context.
Try. One moment, please. Animation was what we said, right?
Right. Well, yeah, because he had mentioned that.
But I was talking about a book, yeah. So she can talk about
the live action Maleficent movie. I have not seen it.
It's beautiful.
But what I've heard, my understanding from whatever all of you have said, is that, like, and you just mentioned earlier, it does paint her in a different light.
It does.
You can see where she's coming from and why it bothers him.
I agree with our friend Stephanie.
She's not a lover. How is she a lover scorn?
Did you watch the live action movie?
She does.
Look at Puff the Magic Dragon. That's turned right. her down.
Que marigot. Right. Oh,
I like your hat. I just realized my mushu has mushu on.
Nathan picked this out for me for Father's Day.
Good choice, Nathan.
I like it a lot.
A lot.
Best sidekick character. Gone. Anyway.
I still stand by my choice. All of the jokes aside, I still think she's a badass. She has magic.
Okay.
She has a pet crow that does her bidding for her, that goes to find Aurora.
Fuck.
She's creepy as hell. Yeah. She wears devil. She has devil horns because she's covering them.
Es solo tarro.
Oh my god.
Cruella de Vil made him out
too
of a
far.
Goat. She actually got goat horns. No.
This is true. But these actually grow out of her head.
No, but I. Wait, are they actually in her head?
I don't know about the animated movie, but I know in the live action movie they grow out of her head.
I'm sure
they're actual horns.
I feel like in the animated movie too, because she can turn into a fucking dragon.
Yeah, because she has them covered, like she has like the black.
She's
that
always
covers.
Horny.
All right, so that's my number two.
Cool.
And Missy's number three.
All right,
yeah.
So Jeffrey, you're number two.
So my number two, to me, is probably the most realistic villain that Disney's come out with.
Okay.
My number two is Judge Claude Frollo from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes.
I don't like that movie.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that he's still not an amazing villain.
Yeah, honorable mention for me.
So the reason I chose him is, first of all, you want to talk about you're going to put a baby, you're going to put somebody to sleep to mess with the parents?
You okay?
My eyes made a Chinese star.
Oh, it did. That's amazing.
What is that?
That is awesome. That's Maleficent. She turned into
It's Maleficent.
She's coming after you in your eyes.
Dragon. Look. So Judge Frollo, it's different from the
voodoo.
It's different from the novel, because in the novel he was a priest or a clergyman, but in this one he's a judge. His goal is to kill all the gypsies that are in Paris, so he wants genocide.
Genocide,
obviously.
But you're usually on the side of genocide.
Excuse me? Jesus Christ.
Thanos,
okay. That's
genocide.
Yeah.
That was not genocide.
But
how is it not genocide?
Because it wasn't a specific type of person.
I'm
right.
So good at my job.
He is just focusing on gypsies. He just doesn't like gypsies. So he's basically Hitler. Because he doesn't
or Borat.
Or Borat, yes. You will not get me gypsy.
You will not get me gypsy.
Then the thing with Frollo is that he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. He believes that he is above everybody else because he believes that he is lawful, that he is right, and
also like 45,
yeah. like the church.
He believes that he is.
That's fine. I'm not anxious.
he believes that what he's doing is just, and that he's not in the wrong because he has right on his side.
He's doing God's work.
No, that's not how all villains are. The Evil Queen isn't like that. Maleficent's not like that. She doesn't think she's doing right.
Neither does...
Cruella de Vil doesn't think she's doing right.
Neither does the one from Tangled.
Yes, he do.
How do... Really?
They don't think they're doing right.
The Evil Queen thinks she's doing right by killing somebody that's prettier than her.
Did we ask her? Did she fucking say it in the cut scenes? No. They're all...
No, but in the book...
It's a bonus feature.
Yeah, it's a bonus feature. You know what? I'm not doing this for mal intención. It's for the right thing.
Yeah, no.
I'm turning into a dragon bitch, and slaughtering people for the right thing.
That's what I'm telling you. How would you know that they weren't committed to the crazy? To the anarchy, to the evilness. You have no way of knowing. You just have the context of what you know.
Exactly what the story tells us that they want.
I completely agree with you. When I read Mein Kampf.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Wow, what did you have you for are, dinner, yeah,
that
dude?
Rum,
what?
I didn't know that. No.
The rum loosened him up a little.
How is that not the...
We're learning a lot about Christopher today.
Okay, so with Frollo.
I didn't read Mein Kampf.
Yeah. So for Frollo.
I don't even speak German.
No, you don't. So back to Frollo. So talk about Hail fucked Hydra. Up. Forget, yeah, Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Forget sleeping, making a person go to sleep or kidnapping a kid. He straight up is chasing down Quasimodo's mother, curb stomps her into a fucking staircase and breaks her head on stairs in front of the cathedral.
Yeah, this movie terrified me as a child, so I just...
It was very dark.
Yeah, sees Quasimodo, grabs him, says, oh, it's a baby, looks at him, realizes he's deformed, and is about to drown him before he's stopped by somebody. He's like, no, I'm going to drop this baby in a well. Fuck this kid because he's deformed. And then one of the priests sees him and is like, hey,
asshole,
I can see what you're doing. And then that's when he puts him up in the tower but he's constantly treating him like shit. And then when Esmeralda comes around,
La puta.
He literally tells her, I want to fuck you. And he starts coming on to her.
But what's the Disney way of that he says that, though?
Because he rubs up on her ass and starts sniffing her face.
Really?
Yes. And then he grabs a piece of...
This movie's terrified me as a child. Like, I can't...
So that works?
I tried watching it...
Wait, hold on.
I tried watching it recently and I couldn't.
Wait,
because
I'm not done yet. And he almost was my number one over Scar because of how fucked up this guy actually is. He's the worst villain out of all of them.
So why is he
Period.
Number one?
Okay.
Because Scar's my favorite.
because of Scar.
So what happens?
Because I
think he starts fighting off his demons. Like literally they show him going nuts in the cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
And he decides that the only way to stop his demons is to kill Esmeralda. And he burns down Paris.
To kill her.
Primo of the Joker.
Pretty much.
And yeah, because there's no reasoning behind that other than anarchy.
But the whole time, he thinks he's doing the law. Right. And he's being
just. God's work.
The entire time all this is happening, he thinks that he is the righteous and the just and that everybody else is wrong. And that everything he's doing is correct.
Again, Hitler.
It's true.
Wait, I'm
serious.
Are there any like religious
Yeah, he's in a church.
Yeah, it's in the cathedral. He's got the spirit, the demons are. The
so is he from?
Him.
Is he like? Does the church like? Does he work at the church?
Well, in the book,
I've never seen the movie. That's
in
why
the
I'm
book,
asking.
He, in the book, he was.
You
yeah,
should
church.
Watch it one time okay. just to see.
At
it.
Least
in the book.
I'll suffer with you if you want.
In the book, he was from the church.
A priest.
In this, he's a judge. They call him a judge. He's like a. Like a lawman kind
but
of
he's
thing.
He still dressed like a priest.
He still dresses, yeah. But
this movie is really fucked up.
And
yeah,
he's really fucked up in it.
I'm going to download it.
He's really... I think he is an underrated villain.
Yeah.
That people, because the movie wasn't that great, don't appreciate it.
Yeah, because this movie was in the lull of the mid-90s, right?
Yeah, it was in the lull in the 90s.
And it,
like
it,
right before Toy Story,
imagery,
but
right.
after
like saying,
Lion King.
The imagery
King?
Was
right.
super terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It was right after the Renaissance.
And it literally, I mean, it's a Disney movie, spoiler alert, when he dies. Mm-hmm. Like, it even symbolizes his descent into hell. Because he falls off the cathedral while everything's burning.
Yeah.
And he grabs onto a gargoyle head and it comes to life and like roars at him. And you see it roaring at him with its eyes glowing as he falls and disappears into the fire.
Bro, this sounds, honestly, if we weren't in the context of talking about Disney movies, it sounds like something fucking Ryan Murphy would make into an episode of American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Because it has all kinds of like in your face,
like, it's very obvious what's happening. And yeah, holy shit, I had no idea.
Yeah, and
it's dark.
It's incredibly dark. And the problem is that he's the, and I know you argued it before, but I think he's the one villain that I can think of off the top of my head that is doing all this and thinks he's 100%
right.
In the right and lawful. Yeah,
those people are scarier.
And lawful in what he's doing.
Obviously. Exactly. The Crusades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you have the authority, like some kind of like divine authority in what you're doing. So that justifies the means because you're working for something.
A greater good.
A greater good, which is really like the history of all genocide and religious persecution.
Right, obviously.
And he literally,
and
his
this is
goal.
A Disney movie?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
So he's
fuck?
Trying to.
Disney is dark.
I mean, it has like its light moments. Like the gargoyles come to
like,
life.
Is there like a pet something that's cute?
The gargoyles. The gargoyles are hilarious.
Yeah, the gargoyles are.
Okay,
they're
okay.
Really funny.
But okay. But like you literally see him kick Quasimodo's mother because he's chasing after her on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
He kicks her on the stairs and you see her smash her head on the stairs and die.
Yeah.
It's not like on other Disney movies where it's kind of implied or you see them like disappear.
Like fall down and then they're gone.
Right. No. You see her fall and die.
And you see the blood and it splatters.
I don't
and she quivers.
No.
Are you watching the same movie? I feel like now are they making this. Are they making it a live action movie?
I don't know.
They I feel shouldn't. Like if they do, if it's gonna like it's and a horror
the crazy
movie.
Thing yeah. is that
it should be written and directed by Ryan Murphy. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The actual like story is even darker than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think...
Wait, that's not the story?
The book.
Well, the book. The book is different.
Okay,
a little different.
Okay.
Yeah, the book, he ends up falling in love with her. And I think the priest, who's also in love with her, they end up fighting or whatnot. And he ends up throwing the gypsy in, like, the basement of the church. And he goes down, like, to be... Like, not in the basement, in the catacombs where they are. And he ends up dying next to her because he won't leave her side. And he like that. He,
yeah, that's kind of crazy.
But it's.
This is making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, and
yeah, no, it's dark.
But it's there's just something really crazy to me about Frollo, and like his voice is so dark and so cold. Also,
yeah,
and he just does. He's very just. He doesn't give a fuck. Like, he just doesn't give... He's like, I'm going to take that entire family to the... I don't think it was called the Hall of Justice, but it was a something of justice. And he's like, because they're going to get killed.
Yeah, very matter-of-factly.
And like, very matter-of-factly. Like, he didn't care.
That's
like,
so fucked up.
Yeah.
Had I seen that movie...
That's a good pick, Jeff.
Yeah, had I seen it more than once, I think it would have made...
Way to go, sir.
See?
It would have gotten out of my honorable mentions. Had I seen it more than once.
So right. Since you haven't seen it more than once, and it's now your number two, what is your number two?
Wait,
no, he already did his number two.
He did his number two.
Now we do honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions.
So,
do we want to read the peoples?
Yeah, I'm going on to the peoples right now. We got a lot.
You pull up Geekmore?
Yeah, you pull up Neri's.
I'll pull up Neri's.
Well, you want me to pull up Neri's because I can read Will's thing? Because you're going to laugh.
Sure, then I'll pull up Geekmore's.
Okay.
Oh man!
Are there anything, Will Watkins is there anything has on Twitter?
Like, I didn't put anything on Twitter, so I don't know. But I don't know if Neri did. He didn't mention it.
This guy has like the best like one-liners. Like when Neri shares his screenshots of what he says, it's hilarious.
Okay, so on Neri's page.
Oh boy.
Jeanette Trasoberis has no particular order. Scar, Beauty, Gaston, who's not the villain, Jungle Book, and Cruella de Vil. Michelle.
What from the Jungle Book?
Shere Khan.
Okay.
Sorry. Michelle Monty. Hi, Michelle. From one to, or from four to one, Gaston, Jafar, Ursula, and Cruella de Vil is number one.
Okay.
Josh Sneed has Scar, Ursula, Big Al, and the hunter from Bambi. He was just trying to get food for his family.
Big Al is also from Toy Story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will Watkins.
Part two.
My favorite post that anybody's done. Because this is exactly what I was thinking. Number four, it's a tie. The princes who kiss unconscious underage women without consent.
Wow.
He did not ask permission.
Number three, King Triton for allowing humans to slaughter his subjects with impunity.
Oh my God.
awesome. Number two, Mufasa for forcing hyenas to live as second-class citizens instead of integrating them into society.
What the fuck?
And number one, the Sultan for allowing such poverty to exist in his kingdom. And then Mike Mergadal responded, I'm going to tag on to this to say Gaston was 100% right. Him being an asshole doesn't detract from the fact that a young woman was imprisoned by a literal monster, which I agree with. And then Will responded, yeah, let's also put the residents of the castle on the list for being accomplices to kidnapping. I don't care if you're a candlestick. It's still a crime.
Why am I laughing? I don't agree and I'm laughing. What the fuck?
Denise Schilling has from 4-1 Queen of Hearts, Maleficent, Hades, and Ursula. Honorable mention to Jafar. Alixa Castellanos has from 4-1 Ursula, Cruella de Vil, Captain Hook, and Maleficent. Honorable mention to Queen Grimhild.
Grimhilda.
That's what he said. And Queen of Hearts, Yvette LaRosa.
Hi, Yvette.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
In no particular order, Ursula con un acento en the U.
Ursula.
Scar, Jafar, and Cruella de Vil. Honorable mentions to Maleficent, Medusa from The Rescuers, and Hades. And then lastly, we got Barbara Garcia Martin.
Barbara. Hey, Barbara.
Do you know Aurora? Cruella. Cruella de Vil, how dare you try to hurt puppies? Ursula, the ringmaster, how he treats Dumbo and his mom and all the animals is just awful. And the worst of all, Man, who kills Bambi's mom, also kills Bambi, and his dad is almost kills Bambi, and his dad, and is responsible for the fire. Yeah, he had to cook the food that he just killed.
Oh, boy.
I don't see the problem.
All right, so
hunting and killing puppies is worse than killing a child?
Nobody killed a child. No child. No children died.
I have a child?
Jesus.
They almost killed a child.
All right. So, Neri shared it on his Facebook page. And so, Quills, hey girl, hey, put Ursula, Jafar, Yzma, and the Queen of Hearts. Yzma's fantastic.
Yzma's fantastic.
She's almost not a villain.
Who's Yzma? From The Emperor's New Groove. That's an underrated movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've
seen that. That's a super underrated movie.
It's really good.
Kronk is one of the greatest henchmen.
Kronk and Yzma are fantastic. Yeah, and I love when Yzma turns into a cat.
Meow.
And her voice is all squeaky, but she's trying to be mean. It's fantastic.
And
it's
that he can talk to squirrels is freaking amazing.
And then her honorable mentions are Maleficent, Cruella, and Captain Hook. Cecilia Calvo says Scar, Maleficent, Hades, Yzma, and Mother Gothel. I'm surprised Neri didn't yell at her for picking five. One, two, three.
I saw that list and I was like, that's not five. Four.
That's
five.
Okay. Okay. I'll give it to her. Daniel Romero says Hans. Okay, I was like, who the fuck is Hans? I'm like, this isn't Die Hard.
Hans Gruber.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
I have been hanging out with you people way too much for my brain to go to Hans.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
You too. Hans, Yzma, Hades, and Maleficent. Honorable mention, Gaston, Scar, Jafar, and the Evil Queen from Snow White. Alf says, you said animated, so I'm taking that as in general across the Disney board and not just tied to the films. So he says, Yzma, Scar, McLeish, and Shere Khan, honorable mention. Jafar, the Horned King, Magica, the Spell. I have no idea who that is.
DuckTales.
Oh, okay.
And Don Carnage.
I know who Don Carnage is.
Oh, fuck. That is a good one.
Yeah. I didn't do TV shows, though.
Yeah, I kept doing movies.
Yeah. Jamia says four is Chick Hicks.
Yep.
Three is Lotso.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Cruella. Number one, Scar. Honorable mention, Hades, Queen of Hearts, Jafar, and Ursula. Mary Bell says the ultimate villain is the Evil Queen, narcissistic and morbid. I mean, she wants Snow White's heart as proof. Jafar and Ursula are the best at it. Since they had a detailed plan and even morphed themselves. Scar, classic movie villain. Honorable mention, Cruella. She just believes it to be the most unjustified evil. She just hates puppies and wants a coat. What the fuck? Rudy Abreu says, Scar, Queen of Hearts, Maleficent, and the hunter that killed Bambi's mom. People hate the hunter that killed Bambi's mom.
He was just trying to get food for his family.
Yeah. That fed him for like 3 weeks.
Easily.
Easily.
And Michael, if he salted it and put it on the ground, he's going to be fine.
Jerky? Bambi jerky? Delicious.
It does sound delicious.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's actually Bambi's mom delicious.
Yeah.
All right. Michael Ortiz says Prince John, which is fantastic. Cruella, Jafar, and Ursula. Rodrigo I'm not going to try to even pronounce your last name because I'm going to fuck it up.
Al-Barakin.
There you go. Maleficent, Ursula Jafar, and Scar. My BFF, Alex Suarez, says Ursula, Hades, Scar, and the Hunter from Bambi. What Ricky Saavedra.
Rookie.
Oh, Rookie. Sorry. I'm drunk. Yzma and Kronk. Prince John, Jafar, and Frollo.
I love you guys. Why does she even have that?
Why do we even have that lever?
Everybody but Missy gets it.
Andrea Villafana says Scar, Hades, Captain Hook, and Prince John. Honorable mention, Chernabog and Ursula.
Chernabog, classic.
Which is Chernabog?
The devil guy from Fantasia.
Yeah.
The last one. Big black.
That's the other one I haven't seen in a long time.
Well, Fantasia's great. I haven't shown the kids yet, but I want them to watch it. Brian Conran says from 4 to 1, Jafar, Yzma, Hades, and Professor Radigan.
Ooh, nice.
That's a good one.
Professor Radigan's good.
From the Great Small Detective?
Yeah. Honorable Met. See, he's a rat. And the mouse is the detective. The rat is the bad guy.
Rats get a bad rap.
Rats are gross.
Rats get a bad rap. They're actually smarter than mice.
Honorable mention to Madam Mim. That's also an honorable mention for me.
Oh, from the goes, Secret of Nim.
No, Madam Mim from the Sword in the Stone.
Close!
Close. He goes, that old hag scared the hell out of me as a child. And then Diana Garcia, that name sounds familiar.
That's the wifey. Hello.
Hello, wifey.
She says the evil queen, Ursula, Scar, and Cruella de Vil. Her last name says it all. So
she would. See, of course. Communists.
Oh, wait. What? I've got two more to read.
Okay.
I've got David Ulloa.
Who?
Ulloa?
Ulloa.
Ulloa.
Ulloa. That's it. That's what it is.
Ulloa.
David Ulloa from this podcast. Number 4, man. We kill Bambi's mother. We destroy nature. We disturb the natural order of things.
Shut up, pescatarian. You eat Nemo, okay?
We are the villain of history. Why not in Bambi?
Because he eats Nemos. He doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Wait, Ted Mosby the fucking mountain.
Number 3, the evil queen.
Oh my god, he is Ted Mosby. Holy fuck.
The evil queen, the one that started it all.
Your cousin.
The one that started it all, also one of the best, often imitated but rarely done justice. She remains the face of evil for Disney for a reason. I disagree with
it. She's
the
face of evil. What was the number 3?
What? I'm lost.
I wonder, because we were talking while I'm reading it. I wonder why you're lost, both of you.
Excuse me. I'm not in fucking school.
Are you a little bored today, Jeffrey?
No, I'm fine.
What was the number 3?
The evil queen.
Anger, apparently.
Uh-huh. The evil queen. Well, there was a fucking, a diatribe afterwards, so I couldn't catch on.
The one that started it all is also one of the best, often imitated, but rarely done justice. She remains the face of evil for Disney for a reason.
The evil queen?
Yes. But
boom, I thought chakalaka. Maleficent was the face of evil.
No.
For Disney.
Thought it was
Dave
Hillary
has
Duff.
Decided that no.
I love Hillary Duff. You shut your whore mouth.
Number 2 is
Selena. No, was it Selena Gomez? Just someone that. No.
No. Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato's on the phone.
Don't.
Not in this room.
She's
sir.
Not animated. It doesn't
not in
count.
This room. Go ahead.
All right. Maleficent. She attempts
Let
to.
It go.
She attempts to murder a baby just because she can turn into a dragon. And just because she can turn into a dragon.
She didn't attempt to. God, I wish he was in this room. She did not attempt to murder the baby. She cursed the baby so that the baby would die when the baby was 18.
No.
Not the same thing as murder.
No. Curse the
baby. Delayed murder.
Hold on. There's no
She's
murder.
She's a baby.
There's no murder.
And it's not murder. She's going to prick her finger.
It was only one crow.
No. She curses herself to die when she pricks her finger on the spinning wheel.
Oh, and the
but
Madrina
then
saved it. Correct.
La Madrina Meriwether comes in and is like, I can't take the curse away, but I can make her sleep until true love's kiss wakes
okay,
her
Okay, you're right. You're right. You're right.
She but she's not murdering
she
a baby.
She did a depojo. When yeah. she hit her
she saved
thing.
Her.
She got some sage.
She got some sage.
Some violeta.
Some agua bendita.
Agua bendita. She got a black
but
chicken.
You know that they violate.
She tied the chicken bones to the baby's crib.
You know and then she threw the carcasses on the railroad track. Para que más se vaya con el tren.
Oh my god. That was too good.
She violeted her hair. Like,
all right, guys, that's your mountain. We're done. Bye.
All right, he has honorable mentions, Captain Hook, Scar, Hades, and Professor Radigan. Number 1, the Horned King, Disney's darkest and most sinister villain by far, an underappreciated villain across the board. He may be one of the best villains ever.
What movie is that from?
The Black Cauldron.
Oh.
When the fuck did that come out?
I never saw that one.
Neither did a lot of people.
Was that like a straight to DVD movie?
I don't remember.
Wait, was that from 1940s?
No, it was after
I
that.
I bet it. I'll look it up.
All right, and then
look it up.
Espérame. Okay, wait. Now pay attention, Neri. Neri signs of this podcast. Oh boy.
He has 1985. Isma.
Right. Close.
Close enough to the 40s. He's got Yzma from Emperor's New Groove, Cruella de Vil. Her name literally means cruel devil. She wants to kill puppies, fucking puppies.
He's got. Wait. She wants to kill puppies, fucking puppies?
Even she worse. Wants to kill puppies, fucking puppies.
Let them get off before.
Yeah, let them finish before you kill them.
They're right, stuck then, together.
Then we got.
Oh, throw water on them.
Gothel from Tangled, kidnapping, child endangerment, child labor violations. Oh, and attempted murder. And number one, he put a misspelling.
Of course he
I'm
did.
I'm not going to read the misspelling.
Please do.
Okay, Marty Poppins.
This motherfucker.
Crazy bitch doping kids with sugar and thoughts of disobeying their parents. And he goes, and if you don't count it because she's not animated, Jafar.
She's not animated. So he goes, if you're not
going to count it. Penguins are animated, so does that make that an animated?
But that was just great because he goes, oh, and... if it's not allowed, Jafar. Jafar. With no explanation, just Jafar. Jafar.
Well, Jafar, I used to have a friend named Neri. And then he went and did that shit. And now we are no longer friends.
All right.
Sounds like a limerick. I used to have a friend named Neri.
He just did it to troll. Also, he probably believes it.
Trolley.
The troll.
So is it evil if he believes it?
Huh? Yes, it's still evil if you believe it.
All right, so what's your honorable mentions, Chris? Let's get this going. What's your honorable mention?
Hold on.
Perale.
Okay, Missy, what's your honorable mention?
Perale, there you go. Perale, they're almost there.
Oh, sorry.
There's an order to things. If we lose order, it's chaos and anarchy. Hans from Frozen.
Uh-huh. Oh
boy.
He tried to kill her.
Well, I didn't see the movie, so.
Why haven't you not? Well, you have a boy.
Does it matter? I don't have kids, and I've seen most of these movies.
And taste. But go ahead.
Yeah.
You should watch it at least once.
At least once.
Why?
Because I said so.
Why?
Because I said so. What? Because it's Frozen and you need to.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the only ones that we haven't talked about are Hans.
Hans is a dick.
He is. He totally like brainwashes this poor idiot.
She's an idiot. She's not brainwashed. He fucking runs game on her. It's not the same thing.
He doesn't run.
Game recognize game.
And real recognize real.
He's a fuckboy. He's not.
He's a fuckboy.
He didn't have. Yeah. That's my honorable mention is all fuckboys, but go ahead.
So Gaston is also on your list?
I'm not going to steal your thunder.
I had put Claude Frodo as well.
Okay.
Which now that you talked, he should have been on my mountain, honestly. If there's a tie or something, I'm voting for him. Because of my evil parameters.
Okay.
And then Shere Khan.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, thinking back to it, I don't see him as much of an evil character, to be honest with you. He's just being a tiger.
Right.
I feel like Ka is more evil. He's than more Shere Khan.
Well, because he's more conniving and
right.
He hypnotizes Mowgli.
Yeah,
that scared me.
And if you look at it,
I wouldn't look at snakes in the eye for a while when I was growing up. I was like, I'm on.
And she worked on a snake farm.
When I would go to the zoo, dummy.
But I mean, he basically is on a rampage and trying to get revenge for the humans that killed his family.
Mm.
Can you blame the guy?
That's what I'm saying. He's a tiger.
Who was it that said man tiger's gonna tiger? Bad
Dave,
guy,
Dave. Dave.
Yeah.
See, you're gonna go back.
Would I have to tell you that?
As I was asking, I knew the answer.
All right, so that's your Shere Khan. Missy, what's yours?
Missy,
quite
go
a few
on.
Strikes. My honorable mentions are fuckboy Han.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckboy Gaston.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
yeah.
Syndrome. Incredibles 2.
Yes.
Yeah. And
you think he's a fuckboy?
Yes.
Syndrome?
He got butt hurt.
Not Syndrome. Which Gaston or Han? Which one are you referring to?
No, Syndrome.
No. Oh, okay, I take it back.
The first two were fuckboys.
The first two were fuckboys.
That's what I'm saying. I just think he
Gaston
was
totally a fuckboy.
No, okay, all right. We're not going to get to that one.
But why?
I think Syndrome.
Because he knows that we're right.
We're not going to go into the one we agree on. Let's get it on with the one we don't agree
no,
on.
No, no, that's the thing, though. I don't
Let's get ready to rumble.
Oh, you don't think... you? So you do think he's a fuckboy?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so then we need to have... Then we need to... Hey, we need to fly Mercadal and Watkins in and explain to them how they're both fucking wrong.
Why do they think that... Yeah, he was a douchebag.
No, they...
He's the quintessential douche.
Yeah, he's a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't you, like...
That was a joke.
One time,
they're
Jeff...
They're comedians.
They're also fuckboys.
Okay, well, thanks for ruining my bit. Anyway, so... and then Syndrome was a third one.
Well, actually.
Yeah. Syndrome's my third.
Yeah, see, I don't... I mean, yeah.
But he is a little fuck... He's a butthurt little kid more than a fuckboy.
Well, he's a little kid.
Yeah, he's a butthurt little kid.
But he had hopes and dreams and they were crushed by his hero.
Yeah, but he was interrupting hero work and he got Bum Voyage. Bum Voyage was a fantastic villain name.
Obviously.
By the way. But...
And he was French and a mime. Fucking amazing.
You are ridiculous.
Why did he talk?
I don't know, but it's perfect. I love Bon Voyage.
My problem with...
Honorable mention to Bon Voyage.
In The Incredibles, I think Syndrome's mom was a real villain.
Oh, yeah. Movie. She needed a spank.
Oh, he's a rein the fucking mom. Kid in,
bro. Or the dad, whatever.
His parental
One
figure.
Of the fuckers had to put their goddamn foot down. This kid was running around the city, and this with shit that he boots? Made up with boots.
With flying boots.
What the fuck are you doing?
Me?
Okay. Jesus Christ. Okay, Vanessa, your honorable mentions.
My honorable mentions are The Big Bad Wolf, because Oliver is terrified of wolves right now.
Where is he at? What movie is that from?
The Three Little Pigs.
It's hot.
It is hot.
Oh, yeah. That was like a movie?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think it's like a TV movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Or like one of the shorts from way back in the day.
Big Bad Wolf was a scary motherfucker.
But yeah, he's scary. Oliver's terrified of El Lobo Feroz.
I like it.
That's like, even better in Spanish.
Yeah, he's like, mommy, El Lobo Feroz is going to blow the house down. I'm like, no, papi, we live in a house made of bricks. Like, the house isn't fine, going puppy. Anywhere. You're We're fine.
A house and made of bricks. I like it.
Yeah, that's how I get him to calm down. And he's like, okay. Then my other honorable mentions are C and M, the Siamese cats from
Good
nice.
Call.
Nice.
That's a good
Lady
one.
And Baloo, Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Lady and Baloo.
We are Siamese, if you please.
Cold-blooded bitches.
I love them. And I used to have a Siamese cat, and they are stunning animals. And Hades and Madam Mim. Okay. Are my honorable mentions.
All right.
I got the Queen of Hearts. I got Yzma.
She's great.
I got Captain Hook. I got Lotso. And I put... Shit,
oh, Tinkerbell is
Lotso.
Another honorable mention. Because she's a bitch.
Yeah,
and
she
I
sucks.
Hate her.
But as a villain?
Yeah, she's a bitch. She sells all Peter Pan. And she tries to shoot Wendy out of the sky.
And she's thirsty as fuck.
And she's thirsty as fuck.
And she's technically the instigator of the whole story.
Yeah. So, fuck her.
She's just being a woman.
But that whole thing's about all those kids dying, though.
How many times can the guy use the same joke in 1 hour?
I also put...
I don't see her as a villain.
Of course you don't, because she's a pretty girl.
No, that's something to do with it, because Julia Roberts played her in the movies. That was...
Oh,
I don't say she's pretty.
The only redeeming factor
Get
of
out.
Tinker... Listen. The only redeeming factor of Tinkerbell in the animated movie in Peter Pan is that she has the perfect bun. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And her hair is nice, too.
No, but she redeems herself, though, no?
A little too late.
Sure, Tana.
Jeff, you were
saying? I was saying Shun Yu from Mulan.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just such a foreboding character like this. He's just, not foreboding, that's the wrong word I'm looking for. But he's this big...
Massive
character. And he has these slick delivery of the lines. Like there's that one, like the scout, like came across like looking for the Huns. And he literally fell into them. And he's like... You found the Huns. Congratulations. Like, and he's just, and he looks like a villain. And he's got, like, the hawk, I think, and stuff. He just looks cool as shit.
He looks cool. He really does look cool.
So I just put that as an honorable mention. So, all right, number one.
Christophe.
Wow.
Sorry. Blame the wine.
Yo.
Let's get down to business.
So you and I have the same number one.
Yeah, right. I'm going to go with Scar.
Scar.
Scar was my number two.
Scar.
He not only
Jeremy
killed,
Irons.
Fucking Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons. Jesus Christ.
You know what? Scar is the one who made my mountain because he was evil. But he was still likable. Like, I love watching Scar.
Be prepared.
That song is amazing. Which is funny because as a kid, I hated it.
Yeah.
As a kid, I hated that song. And now I saw it as an adult because, you know, we're trying to get Madison to watch something else than The Little Mermaid.
Jesus but why would Christ. You do that? The Little Mermaid is a perfect movie.
Because I can quote it. It's really bad.
Except when all of King Triton's subjects are getting murdered.
They don't show that in the movie, so I don't have to think
I wonder if
that.
They ever serve her fish in the castle.
Dude, I kept thinking.
To serve her crabs.
What does she eat?
Kelp.
Is that they eat kelp?
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
He just grabs a little, this little like can and just pours it in her mouth and she eats the pellets.
You're the worst.
But Jeremy Irons is just
he portrays him perfectly,
and the voice, like his this the suaveness that he's got, you know, the backstory for Scar of how he became Scar. You don't really see it in the first movie, but you know, especially watching the cartoons like Lion Guard and stuff that you learn, he was the head of the Lion Guard. He originally, but the power got to him,
right?
And you know, he's banished. It's the classic. The thing with Scar is it's the classic story of you know, royalty and trying, you know, the person trying to take over the throne,
right?
Because they believe that they're the rightful heir. Or the rightful place. It's Jafar and Aladdin.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a common thing, but it's just the way Scar is and the fucking savagery of how he just, that's one of the coolest, I'm sorry, that is one of the fucking coolest deaths or the craziest deaths to me in Disney movies is when he's just staring at his brother, says, "Long live the king," yes. And just fucking pushes him off.
He's a savage. Of
that. And you see that just slow motion. It's he's just such a fucking awesome villain for me.
No, he is.
I also relate to him more as an adult.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
No, but he's a quintessential villain.
Yeah,
like you know what his motive is. He's completely transparent in the way he does it, and why he is the way he is.
Yeah,
and with jokes,
typical second child.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. And with the jokes and shit he does, even to him, that scene where he's playing with the mouse.
Oh, yeah.
That lets you know everything you have to know about him. Mm-hmm. So much of him.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have Zazu go, "Oh, don't ever play with your food," or whatever. Like, just like that whole, like he is.
Zazu's a dick, right?
Zazu.
He's a little bitch, is what he is. He's a tattletale.
But Zazu's the one that's trying to keep order. Yeah. That's his job. You know, the thing with Scar
is... He's Anne Perkins of the Lion King.
And
Anne
Perkins? And the thing is, Scar's so relatable to current, you know, because, you know, like, he takes over and then, like, silences any talk of anything that's against him.
Fake news.
Totally crazy.
So, like, the liberals and Obama?
Jesus Christ.
What? I can't say it?
All right, sorry. I'm just kidding.
Get out.
But, Missy's chugging her wine.
Oh, I thought she was gonna leave it for me.
Yeah, right.
Look what you did.
Yeah, right. But even when they were like, mention Mufasa or mention Simba, he throws a tantrum.
Yeah.
And he throws a fit about it. You know, and I just think the whole Scar was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just fucking cool. Now that I think...
He has swag.
He has swag. He has a swag that you're like, that's a fucking cool villain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the swaggiest.
Oh, my thingy.
But yeah, I mean, that's why I... That's my... Scar's my number one.
I disagree with you. I mean, I agree with you.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
I agree with you.
You're just used to disagreeing.
I did, yeah. I'm used to disagreeing. I apologize. Yeah, no, completely agree. Missy, did you want to add anything to this?
Because he was your number two.
Yep.
He was my number two. I think Jeff covered all the bases, but I would agree with you that, yeah, the way, like the cold-blooded savagery, like you said, I remember watching that movie as a kid during summer camp, and I was shook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
And I still hadn't caught on at that age yet that, like, that's the Disney thing. Like, somebody's going to die, typically a parent.
Right.
So I was still, like, thinking, oh, my God, what a great movie. And then fucking terrible murder.
Right.
Then you die.
Not just that, but I would say, like, it's the savagery that he took in taking the throne. We know that this movie is based off Hamlet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah, he's king something or the uncle, whatever.
I forget the name. I just took the class like 3 months ago, but I already forgot the name.
You passed. You got your degree. It don't matter.
School is good.
You got your degree. So, it doesn't matter.
I had written it down.
School so, works.
King Claudius.
Yeah.
There you go.
So he's the savagery in taking the throne. The, like, he's not remorseful at all. Like, there's never a moment he fakes it.
Yep.
But he's not. He's just doesn't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, I took it. What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
I think also, out of all of that, to look at your nephew that
he also
just
does order the hyenas to kill his nephew.
Yeah,
he orders the hyenas to kill it, but before he does that, he convinces Simba that he's the reason why his dad died. Like, you're essentially doing that to a 6 or 7 year old.
Yep.
Like, that is some fucked up shit.
Yep. You're right.
So
I mentioned that. Yeah.
I think that
the psychological aspect of it is ridiculous.
I think that but like
redonkulous.
But all the other villains that we've talked about, I would say, and he's not even my number one. Hello. But all the other visits, all the villains.
Come on, guys. Missy. Right.
Sorry. Sorry. She was inspired, too. We fucked it up.
All the villains that we've talked about, like, tonight, like, the mom in Tangled, I forget her name.
Gothel.
Yeah, she has a moment where she's, like, you could see that she's remorseful, even if it's for, like, a minute, whatever.
I don't think she was remorseful.
I think she was just upset.
She was upset that she lost her prize.
Yeah.
But there's a weakness in her character is what I'm saying. Like, there's never a moment where Scar's like, oh, shit, I'm in over my head.
Right.
Oh, no.
He's over the cliff. Like,
yeah.
This is my kingdom now.
Yep.
Go fuck yourself.
Yep.
And on top of that, nephew, you're the reason why your dad died. Like, that's just, it's just, it the layers to it. To the savagery and, like, the cold-blooded, like, bullshit. I mean, not bullshit, just the cold-blooded strategy behind it. It puts him on another level.
He's a sociopath.
Yeah.
So, I think that, yeah. And I remember that it was a very impactful movie for me as a kid because I hadn't seen anything like that. And I had watched, like, I know it's, like, the running joke that I haven't watched long movies, but I had watched my fair share of movies up to that point. And I was still, like, shook.
Yeah.
It came out in 94?
Shooketh.
I was 12, so maybe I was, like, a little too old to be watching it anyway, but
I was, like, 13 or 14.
Yeah, it was so fucking real. So, he's a good, like, he's one of those characters that's so well developed that it's fun to watch him.
Right.
You know?
When I was doing a little research,
yeah, I'm done.
Okay. When I was doing research on this one, they were saying that even his Hamlet doppelganger, which is King Claudius, was not as ruthless as he was.
Nope.
He ends it saying that really Scar is just full throttle evil. But at the very least, he was elegant enough to provide musical foreshadowing.
Yeah.
But really, just never trust a lion with an English accent.
Correct. No, and I feel like Be Prepared is one of the best songs, Disney songs. It would make my mountain.
Yeah.
And to go off of that, like, you as a reader, when you're, like, I hate to sound douchey, but I'm going to do it anyway. When you're reading Hamlet, you trace King Claudius' thought process and you experience the whole, like, the context of what happened through Hamlet's, like, spiral, right? You don't get that in The Lion King.
Right.
You get the one-dimensional, like,
this
I'm
is
gonna
the shit.
Fucking, like, kill
my... caught him at the end of the spiral.
Right, right, right. So, I think that, you know, in contrast to what he just said, that's what it is that you just don't experience that as an audience member with Scar. So, yeah, he was a close number two for me.
Okay. So, that's our number one. All right, no. So what's your...
Yeah,
what's your number one?
Well, my number two was their number one.
Yeah. Right. So what's your number one?
My number one is Ursula.
Me too!
Because I feel like Ursula is the hero of Little Mermaid.
So then why
I know
is she
I just
villain?
Lost you. Huh?
Then why is she on the villain?
Because of the man, of the patriarchy.
What?
Because, listen, let me make my case.
Ursula's got the thickness in all the right places.
Let me tell you something about Ursula.
Body language.
First of all, body positivity.
A little
yes.
too thick.
Body.
My taste. But I can't have taste now.
But she can transform.
She can transform.
She transforms into a Vanessa. By the way.
Yeah. She does. Yeah.
Her name's Vanessa. Her,
the skinny doppelganger.
The skinny, beautiful one.
At what point does the priest get the boner in the movie?
When
they're married. When he's marrying.
I refuse
to. Well, duh, because Vanessa's hot. Right.
But priests don't get boners.
And she's got the darker hair. Which
oh, okay.
Always
yeah.
Only
awesome.
For little kids. Sorry, I had to.
Hey-o!
All right, so Ursula.
Okay. She was 16, so it counts.
So Ursula.
What?
Okay, I will make my case around. She's just trying to get hers. She's just trying to get hers, right? In a kingdom that is not really welcoming to her. They shun her. We don't know why they shun her.
Because she was evil.
But why was she
but
evil?
Why? Why was she evil? What did King Triton do to her to turn her evil? Obviously a man's fault.
I have a Go question. Because I don't remember. I haven't seen this movie in a long time.
You should watch
So this
it.
Is an honest question.
Mm-hmm.
In the mermaids. All the mermaids that were there.
Mm-hmm.
Were there black mermaids?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember it.
Because Ursula's a sister.
Right.
She is.
I love
well,
how
she's
you
actually
that.
A brother.
She is based off of
it
a,
was
drag
based
queen.
On a drag queen.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it Alaska oh, Thunderfuck? No.
La Prima. She is my favorite.
The best drag queen ever?
Her and Carla Croqueta.
Carla Croqueta. Yeah.
So... Ursula's just trying to get hers, I think.
She wants her rightful place on the throne.
She's doing essentially what Scar's doing. Place? Time out. Yeah. She's doing what Scar's doing. Scar decided that...
Is she related to...
I believe
Trayton?
That she...
No, it's... I want the throne, so I'm going to take the throne. Hamlet wasn't related to the... I'm sorry.
Yeah, but Scar
now I'm talking
was.
About now I'm thinking of Macbeth now. I know I sound like
no,
an asshole.
No, because I was going to say, because Scar was brothers with Mufasa.
Right. Macbeth, like, if we're going to use
brothers
Shakespearean...
Brothers are like brothers.
No, like brothers? Hermanos.
Because it was in Africa.
Like same last name.
In
a lion.
El León.
Ursula and Triton are brother and sister.
Okay.
So the throne is hers.
Okay, I'm just asking.
The throne is hers, Jeffrey.
Is she the older sibling?
Shit. It doesn't say.
It doesn't matter because it doesn't matter so. If she would be older
the
or not.
Pair, when Ursula and Triton's father died, the pair were given equal share of the sea plus two magical items. Triton received the trident, while Ursula received the magic nautilus shell, which is her necklace.
And what are the other two magic? Uh-huh. Oh, I thought you said each got two magic items.
No, each got one. Well, the pair were given equal share of the sea
right.
plus two magical items. One magical
oh,
item
okay.
is the
got
trident.
It, got it, got it, got it.
The other one is the shell.
Yeah.
So what happens there? There should be a before movie.
Yeah, I want to know why she's pissed.
I would love for her to have like a live action.
Yes, Ursula's version.
Origins.
They did. It's called Descendants.
Yeah.
No.
That's her daughter.
Who does she have a kid with?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
One of the eels.
Her eels are great.
Her eels are kind of good.
Flotsam
and Jetsam. Henches?
Henchmen. Flotsam and Jetsam.
Triton's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
He like...
I'm 16 years old.
How is he a dick?
Because he's a dick father.
He's a fucking father.
He tries to lock her up and tell her she
she's
can't
fucking
to
16.
Service.
She's a little brat.
Does it matter? No, she's
You're
not.
You're not going to win this battle against the father of a girl. Of
she's
girls.
A every time
mother
I see
of
this,
a girl.
Listen, every time I see this boy, I'm
mother
like,
of
yes,
a girl.
Yes, but a mother of a girl is different from a father of a girl.
Yes.
Said the father of a boy.
Right.
You don't know. You don't know.
Well, I know since, lunch every
time
day.
Time out. Since I'm not a parent, I guess I'm out of this conversation. So go at it.
I have 2.5 of them. All right?
That's true.
She's a spoiled little brat.
She is. When I can't stand behind her when she says she's not a child.
Okay, I'm not saying.
Well, she's. I'm 16. I'm not a child. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out
you,
of
here. That's like 10 years for you to still be a child. You know what the fuck you're doing till you're 35. Get out of here.
Spoiler alert. I'm 35. And I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But
that doesn't take away from Ursula's amazingness.
Who's saying Ursula's amazing? You guys are saying that he's a dick. He's not. He's just a dad.
No, we're talking about
Triton. And at the end of the
we're
day...
We're saying Triton is the dick and
Triton's
Ursula.
A dick. He cast out his sister. She lives in the skeleton of a dinosaur. That's actually kind of cool.
That's fucking dope.
It's a skeleton.
That's because she was trading favors for little creatures.
Well, she was turning the mermaids into little creatures.
First of all, I thought
you were about to say turning tricks.
I can't be mad at her for doing that because if you
because
need a
people
favor,
weren't paying her back,
she conned people into doing it.
How did she con Ariel? No. How did she con Ariel?
She was straightforward.
What do you mean? How did she con Ariel?
She was straightforward with Ariel, uh-huh. And that little bitch signed the contract anyway. So she
time out. What did she do?
Time
because
out.
Her
wait,
and Eric
wait.
Were gonna bang on the canoe and flox him and get him.
They knocked her over.
Cock blocked her.
Okay.
Okay. So
which is ironic because Getsum would have should have let him fuck.
No, Jetsum, not Getsum.
Oh, he said Getsum. He said Getsum.
Getsum and Getsum. Didn't let her get it on with her baby daddy.
Okay. How?
So yeah, that's not her being generous.
Oh, but nobody said she was generous. She's okay. Still evil.
She's a fucking cunt.
She's still gonna get.
She's not a cunt.
She's a villain. She's still gonna get her way at the end. That's the whole point of being the
but
bad
you're
guy.
You're saying that she's better than Trident. She wasn't better.
Hold on.
As a matter of fact, Trident was so much of a dad and he loved his daughter so much that at the end of the thing, he's like, you know what? I see that you're actually happy with this guy. I'll let you live somewhere that I can't visit.
He's a Cuban father.
Yeah.
I feel like you're projecting like a little bit.
I've got an important question for this.
Yes, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, racist quiet hand.
I've got an important question for this conversation.
Not racist quiet hand.
They're brother and
he
sister.
He raised his quiet hand.
That's what I said.
So what kind of weird fucking hybrid thing did their father have sex with that one became a mermaid and one became a tentacle monster?
She is an octopus.
It's Poseidon.
They're gods. They're godlike creatures.
Their dad's Poseidon.
Doesn't maybe she turned herself into an octopus. Maybe she didn't want to be a fucking mermaid.
Maybe she's a James Bond villain.
Octopussy.
I can't.
Go
whatever.
On.
Ursula's my number
but
one.
But yeah, their father was Poseidon.
Because she's the tits. And
so he was just like, you're going
to
be an octopus?
No, but yeah. God knows what he fucked.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he created something to make both of them.
He may have.
Made it an octomate.
If she can turn Ariel into a human, she can turn herself into a human.
We're trying to be
human.
Realistic here, okay? An octomate is way more realistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
That he made an octomate, fucked it, and then killed it because it couldn't be in the world anymore.
That's true. Here's a point.
Oh, God. I love how he was like, we're trying to be practical here.
An octomate is way more practical.
We've been talking for 2 hours about animated villains. But let's be logical now.
Mine was practical as fuck.
I know, I agree.
Also, where are all the octopus people?
That's what I'm saying.
She turned herself into an octopus because she was outcast.
So was she?
So if it doesn't exist, where did she get the idea of turning into an octopus?
Because she said, fuck these mermaids. I don't want to look like them. I don't want to be associated with them. I'm going to be my own thing.
She wanted to eat without any
And I just
want to
point out that Ursula's so fucking great that Vanessa vehemently picks like Little Mermaid as her favorite princess all the time.
I just called her a stupid cunt. So.
All the time. And the one time that I was like, you know, that she like could have written a post-it. Like, I almost got banished forever. So the fact that she can
she's not wrong.
But she can, the fact that Vanessa can stick up for Ursula like this hardcore.
It's just because you stuck up for her. That's it.
No.
Ursula's my girl. Look, I got a glittery Ursula up there. Little Funko. She's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Okay.
On top of my Maleficent. My number one and two, they hang out together.
Dude, that Maleficent is fucking expensive. Jesus
Queens.
Christ.
Came in a Disney box.
Okay, I know, I Jeff. Remember the opening.
And now...
So there, we don't we have a mountain.
I apologize.
All right, so our number ones are Scar and Scar and Ursula and Ursula.
Yep.
Fight to the death.
So
okay, so Scar and Ursula make the mountain.
So does...
So does Maleficent.
So does Maleficent.
And Cruella de Vil.
And Cruella de Vil.
I like this mountain.
Mountain
that was actually much easier than I thought
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, Scar, Ursula. I kind of was hoping there wouldn't be a duplicate at the end because I would have fought for Judge Frodo.
I was going to fight with you on that.
Because the more I talked about him, the more I realized
Scar
he's a fucking
Ursula.
Amazing villain.
When you started talking about him, I was like, fuck, he's on my mountain.
Yeah.
And Cruella.
All right.
Who else had Cruella?
You,
both of you.
Oh, I'm missing.
You and me.
No,
both of you.
You and me.
I just wrote them together because you.
Oh,
both
I was about to say because I was trying to go by the order of how
no,
we talked.
Okay,
they're not in order.
So Neri would like me to mention that we're going to be posting a poll on Twitter to see who the listeners think had the best mountain a couple of days after the episode goes up.
Vanessa.
So
not me.
So, and we'll be posting what the mountains are, the poll with the poll.
We're going to post the mountains? I thought the whole point is to get people to listen.
Oh, no, after you listen. Right.
Listen, and then vote.
Right, that thing. All right, so thank you guys. I want to thank Chris for coming in, Missy and Vanessa.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
I had to drive so far to be here.
I know. I didn't get a thank you. I got a bye.
Bye, Valisha.
I said fun.
I'm just kidding.
Get out.
Please, if you like this, please listen to the other episodes on our network. What's up, bro? Our other podcasts on our network. What's up, bro? Mamas and Merlot. What's good? Shiver,
Zeros on Heroes,
Comedy Fitness,
Mr. Multiverse,
Talking Geek, Crit or Die, which is an offshoot of Talking Geek, which I'm on, when's this episode going up?
Soon, probably tomorrow if Larry makes me edit it tomorrow.
So if it's going to be up tomorrow, this Saturday, we're going to be doing an event at Artistic Vibes down in Miami.
When is now
this Saturday is 9-1. September 1st.
Right. It's going to be a gaming night. Board gaming, role playing games, all that stuff.
Ready Player Nom.
I think I said.
Yeah, I think we said everything.
Okay, if I didn't, sorry. So thank you guys very much for listening. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate all you guys.
Yeah,
thank you. And that's how mountains are formed.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.